is on. The three best friends you never knew you had, running through the most viral stories of the day. The news junkie Sean Wasson with Sabrina and C-Lane.
The news junkie for a Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. Lots to get to today, from how much hot dog is too much hot dog, to please stop giving MDMA to insects, and a man who had sex with a horse has an interesting excuse, plus your calls, dispatches, emails, texts, and more. Hey there, Sabrina.
Happy hump day.
Hello, C-Lay.
What's going on?
You know, today is a first. It's a first on this show. I never thought these stars would align, but it's happening, and here we are. It's a real bona fide Wiener Wednesday, because today is National Hot Dog Day.
Oh, I was like, what did you guys hear about me?
There was a moment of panic there.
There was a reveal that I wasn't prepared for.
It's a hell of a rumor.
This is the National Hot Dog Day everybody was waiting for. I don't know if you've seen this. Have you guys seen the photo on social media of what they're doing at Disney?
No.
It's pretty amazing and probably too much. There's a place called Casey's Corner, which I've never been to at Disney, and they're celebrating National Hot Dog Day today. And I saw these photos on social media, and I go, too much, too much. And I wonder, like, what makes up this whole concoction they have for today. It's a 2-foot-long hot dog, and the thing is, like, it's a unwieldy hot dog that they have just for today, for National Hot Dog Day. And I wanted to know, are they cheating? Like, are they just putting 2 1-foot hot dogs next to each other?
No, I feel like if it's Disney and that Disney money, they're going all the way. They have manufactured 2-foot hot dogs.
Also, how expensive is a 2-foot hot dog? It's got to be a little bit pricey, to say the least.
$15.
Probably. I think it's in that territory. And it wouldn't be crazy, but today's the day. The stars have aligned. It's actually Wiener Wednesday here on the show. We'll go to your dispatches and all that in just a little bit.
Oh, that is a big one.
Yeah, the 2-foot hot dog, too big, right? I mean, 1-foot hot dog is fine. You get to the end and you go, that was delicious. I enjoyed myself.
I didn't realize that 2 feet could look so much bigger than 1 foot. Like, you
get any ideas.
You think of a foot long hot dog is like, all right, not that bad. I guess maybe most of the hot dogs I eat are not foot long at all.
Yeah. I mean, what I look at there is something that is, I love hot dogs. Absolutely delicious. I'm a huge fan. We should try to get some today. But the 2-foot long hot dog is just,
they're on my diet.
Too much. It's a monstrosity. It's too much, but it looks really awesome. I'm sure a ton of people are going to take photos with that today.
So I guess they've always offered foot long hot dogs, which is like their big kind of draw. It's always been on their menu, but just for today, with a choice of mac and cheese, chili cheese, or Casey's Classic, according
to
the food blog.
Come on, man. How much does it say it is? Does it say?
I don't know. Let's see. Look at the Disney.
That's
got to
be expensive, because there's probably a line out the door. It's like when they open up that, what's the damn donuts place in the City Walk?
Voodoo.
Voodoo Donuts. It's like that place where you go and you're like, I want to try this. I want to take a picture of it. A line around the damn corner for that stuff.
It doesn't say the price, but it does say not 2-foot-long hot dogs mashed together in some sort of creative way. They definitely went 2 feet in length.
Nice. That's how you have to do it. You can't promise something and not deliver it. It sounds like they're delivering on that. Some folks out there trying that today. Enjoy yourself and reward yourself. It's been a hell of a week already, and you deserve, at the very least, a hot dog on National Hot Dog Day.
Yeah.
Lots going on in the world, as I said, and we'll start out quickly with this thing that was supposed to happen at 2, then didn't happen until a little while after that. And we had this pseudo-press conference. It's something that President Trump likes to do when he's just having a meeting with his cabinet, and then they peek in with the cameras for a minute or two, and it's sort of freewheeling and almost made up on the spot. But this time he's got notes in front of him. And this is another interesting thing that's been happening. And I think this started happening in the Obama administration. I don't remember seeing this before that. Perhaps it did occur before that. But now, you know what all the reporters do? When you sit down with your notes, they take pictures of your notes and then they post the notes afterwards to kind of analyze, like, the hand-scribbled additions and subtractions.
Really? Wait, how do they get pictures of it?
They're all gathered over. And you know when you hear those cameras just going crazy? Huh. Though the cameras they use, I don't even know. What are they up to now, C-Lane? 10, 20 megapixels?
I don't know why they're not at gigapixels yet.
Yeah, they're probably on the way.
And but yeah, the high quality DSLR cameras take these huge raw pictures that you can in turn zoom in so far to still have a good looking picture of something.
You can zoom into just about anything that you were going for. So here's a little bit from that meeting where the president tried to explain what happened with Putin with a pretty ridiculous explanation.
I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies, always had. And I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
All those camera shots.
People also. There's a lot of people out there.
I love his throwaway lines like that. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, yeah, there are a lot of people out there.
Oh man, I forget what you said the other day that you had one of those
my people are human line?
It was like people are human, and it was just another really just. I don't want to stop talking, but I'm just gonna. I'm going to bookend this sentence with something super generic.
Uh-huh. Just a phrase that explains it all without saying anything.
There was no collusion at all. And
that was in his notes.
That, and they've seen that strongly. The House has already come out very strongly on that. A lot of people have come out strongly on that.
A lot of people.
I thought that I made myself very clear by having just reviewed the transcript. Now, I have to say, I came back and I said, what is going on? What's the big deal? So I got a transcript. I reviewed it. I actually went out and reviewed a clip of an answer that I gave.
Wow. A lot of work.
I realized that there is a need for some clarification. It should have been obvious. I thought it would be obvious, but I would like to clarify just in case it wasn't. In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
Oh, God.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
So he said, I don't see any reason why there would be. Why it would be Russia that was involved in this stuff.
But he meant
why it wouldn't be a double negative. Why it wouldn't be Russia that was involved in this stuff.
So he just made something that was confusing even more confusing.
Yeah. And he also, just to the folks out there who are just hardcore fans, who are Make America Great Again hat wearing folks, who are folks who just support the president because they think the economy is great and things are going well, which I agree, it is. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's good out there, minus the real political hardball nonsense. But he thinks you're an idiot. He's treating you like you're an idiot. He won't admit that he said something that he did not believe or that he does not believe now that there's been a backlash. He thinks you are a fool, and he's taking you for a fool so he could go, oh, I meant to say would instead of wouldn't.
Exactly. You're the idiot.
And he throws this out there like, it'll work. And it will work. I've seen it work already with people. Well, people who applauded the would are now applauding the wouldn't. They're going, yes, exactly. Exactly. That's what I wanted to say there. And don't let anybody in your life, anybody in politics, anybody in media, including myself, don't let anybody treat you like you're that ignorant, like you're that foolish that you'll believe that. He followed that claim up with sentence after sentence that backed up the fact that that's exactly what he wanted to say. And now he thinks you're a fool. Also, the power went out during this whole thing. They found out what happened, but
let me begin by saying that once again, the full faith and support for America's intelligence agencies. I have a full faith in our intelligence agencies.
Lights go out.
Oops, they just turned off the light. That must be the intelligence agency.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You guys okay?
Everybody okay?
It was strange, but that's okay.
Somebody leaned against the light switch at the most inopportune moment to turn that off.
Looks like that was the intelligence agency.
Yeah. Be here all day, folks. So there you are. That's the way it's been treated, and that's the way you've been treated. As a foolish individual, in the midst of all the things happening with Russia and Putin and the president. So just think about that. Consider it today, please. We'll go to your dispatches. When we come back, an awesome moment. Let's get away from the politics to celebrate these kids that have now finally been released from the hospital who were stuck in that cave in Thailand. And they're speaking, telling their side of the story. It's just a fantastic story that we're putting a bookend on. We'll do that next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Apply directly to the brain. Apply directly to
In
the brain.
In a small amount of people, there is the slight brain. Chance of life-threatening nosebleeds.
Toll free, 888-978-1041. Real Radio.
104.1.
Filling in the gaps between the New York Times and World Star. This is the News Junkie.
Some of my friends sell drugs, but I just sell sex songs too. The ones that feel alone. You can count on me when it all goes wrong.
Shut out your dispatches in just a moment. I want to talk about this. I find this to be one of those weird things that I'm seeing all of a sudden more and more. And I don't know if you guys have seen this, if Sabrina, you're stealing, you've seen this out there on social media, but it's very weird. So KFC has this new viral promotion that they're doing, which I don't quite understand, but it's KFC and Super Deluxe. And they have this Facebook live stream that they're promoting where it's just cats. And they built like a little cat like village thing that looks like Colonel Sanders. And the cats are crawling all around it. And at one point in the video, they censor out, a cat turns around and they censor out the cat's butt. And like they actually pixelate, like they digitally pixelate the cat's butt. And I was thinking, I just saw the other day, somebody posted on Instagram a photo and it's them playing with their dog. And they like put stuff over the dog's genitals because they feel weird about like a dog having a penis in the photograph.
Are we really doing that now?
Have you seen anybody doing this? I've seen multiple people do this where they use like one of those little photos, like a smaller photo to block it within what they're using.
Like an emoji?
Like a sticker. I think that's what they call it.
Yeah.
Like say you could pick one that's a heart or a whatever, and they'll take it with their dog and they'll like usually they'll use something like a heart, which is even more bizarre. And they bring up the heart so you can't see the dog's penis in the photo.
Well, that's what we're there for.
I go, what is happening here? Why is this a thing?
I've seen that when people are posting pictures of their babies naked in a bathtub.
I've seen that too, yeah.
Which, you know, I guess makes sense. Still kind of weird to think that when we were those, you know, children's age, our parents had no problem sharing pictures of us naked. Of course, they didn't have the internet like we do, but you can't do that now.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing to censor that. Like, it's a dog. We all know what your dog has down there, and that doesn't need to be the highlight of the photograph. But I've seen multiple people sharing that kind of stuff and blocking it. It's like a story about, I heard about these farmers in Afghanistan, that because of the laws and rules and just the social norms in Afghanistan, they go around, and if you go through, like, Kandahar, you can see this. They go around and they put shorts on the goats because they don't want people to see the goat's genitals because that's sexual to them.
That's so cute. So I could go over there and I would pass by some sort of field and there's a bunch of goats wearing shorts.
Yep, goats with shorts so you don't see any of their junk.
I think like if it were KFC, and I haven't seen this cat setup, but is it supposed to look like a human setup and there's just cats smaller? And
it's
cats
just like, you know, you have that friend that's a cat fiend and they've got the big like tower that the cat plays on. It's an elaborate one of those that looks like Colonel Sanders. And it's almost like the Puppy Bowl, the live stream where you just watch the cats play.
I don't know. I think there's part of it that if you're just like censoring a cat's butt, it might be kind of cute. Like, oh, like I would do this for a human because the cat's exposed. But
yeah,
it was just like for fun. Like, we don't think we're saving people from their innocence being lost by pixelating the cat BH.
Yeah, like, this is going to change everything. I have had multiple instances with Junkie Cat where she will stand in front of me and that tail straight up in the air and everything's on display. Mm-hmm. And I'll give a little elbow shove.
Get your butt out of here.
Get on out of here.
My old roommate's dog was a girl dog and would sit on the couch, just spread eagle, Like, nothing about her said respectable lady at all. She's just sitting there, everything just out.
A junkie cat will do this similar thing and then lick the part that was pixelated.
That's the most uncomfortable. And they look up and their mouth's still open.
Their mouth is open. Like,
why is your mouth open?
Why are you doing that if you're so repulsed by it right now?
If we're talking about cats and how they piss us off, may I a second here?
What happened now?
I tweeted it out, but I just thought it was extremely rude considering all the things that I've done for Luna and how many years we've spent together. And there was a moment when I was using the bathroom in my privacy that she decides to barge in like every morning and a very natural, cute, very feminine toot came out. Two of them.
Oh, Luna farts
now? From Luna or from you?
No, from me.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And
very
this,
feminine toot.
And this bitch gets startled and jumps up as if some sort of serial killer had just barged in and did it twice. I'm like, get out of here. If you're going to embarrass me like that, don't come into the bathroom anymore.
It's very judgmental.
You're not eating tonight.
So I've seen more and more of this. And look, now that I've said that, you might see somebody doing this. And when you take a photo and it's all just on display with your dog or your cat or whatever, you don't need to censor that. It's more weird to censor it because now I'm going, now I know you're hiding a dog penis there. And it draws my eyes to it when before I wouldn't even pay attention.
You should just comment, where's that doggy dong at?
I'm disappointed. Unfollowing because you're censoring the genitals of these animals. But KFC has done that in this viral ad they've released. And it sparked a whole conversation about whether or not that should be done. Before we get to these boys from Thailand that have just been released from the hospital, they were stuck in that cave for a long time. And now, finally, they're out and able to go home, which is a great thing. Let's go to a couple of dispatches from the News Junkie app. Here's Jan the Man with a dispatch.
Sabrina's favorite day. Wiener Wednesday. Wiener Wednesday. Wiener Wednesday.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Generally, that just means it's just C-Lan and I here.
Right.
Or Fritz or...
No, he's trying to make a joke.
Oh, I know what he's saying. But I'm saying this will be the first time that you could actually be here for something called that because it's legitimately National Hot Dog Day. Here's Hollywood.
You know, I used to have a lot of respect for Egyptologists because I love science and I love history and all that Egyptian history is right up my alley. But they opened the box. Why did you have to open the box? Oh, you God. Have now released the curse that is going to kill us all. You didn't have to open a sarcophagus to know what's inside of a sarcophagus because it's always a mummy inside of a sarcophagus. What did they find? A mummy. Big surprise.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for unleashing the mummy upon us all, and it is now going to be our demise.
Well, just blame everything on them from now on. It's no longer blame it on C-Lane. It's blame it on the sarcophagus.
Well, it's about damn time.
Blame it on the black sarcophagus that they decided to open because that's what's unleashed all this bad news on us. It
doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Blame it on,
black sarcophagus that's been buried for...
And if you pause for too long, it sounds really bad.
You do not want to stop after black at all. You want to very quickly get to sarcophagus and make that a point. Here is the Land Nomad.
Hey, happy National Hot Dog Day, junkies.
Hey.
Hope everybody gets to put a wiener in their mouth today.
My God, is this what you're doing?
Just went by 7-Eleven. They're doing quarter pound big bites for 99 cents.
I'm about to get on that.
Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Little something you folks do not know. C-Lane is a connoisseur of the additional items that they offer up at 7-Elevens in particular.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen him try many different things. Like, you guys both tried, I think, the Doritos thing, that promotion that they did. Remember the loaded Doritos?
Yeah, what was that? With mac and cheese or something?
Yeah, there was one at 7-Eleven that we tried, and there was one at Burger King that we tried that was different.
Uh-huh.
But both of them were not great.
Yeah, but you seem to try everything that they put out there.
Well, I mean, you know, now they have tots, and you can do like a dollar for 10 tots, and the lady downstairs at your building never counts them. She goes, you know, I ain't counting these effing things, and she just gets a whole scoop for my dollar, and that
you're right.
I'm getting clipped. Is so much free
reminiscing
stuff
about the tots right now.
The free chili, steaming hot, and probably very good for you, as much as the cheese in the bag next to it.
Still good.
VH.
Oh, man. And then
that resonated with him.
Yeah. It becomes like a tot bar because then they, over by the hot dog fixings, you got your onions and jalapenos and nice. Salsa and anything that the mind can dream up, you know, for very cheap and for gas station quality. You know, that's where it is, man, right there for you.
I ran into somebody in the elevator the other day that had bought one of those little 7-Eleven pizzas that they have, and they're like $5 or something. And I hate to admit it, it smelled like the most delicious damn pizza on planet Earth.
Yeah, and they just zap it real quick in that super microwave that all the Subways and 7-Elevens and stuff
use. Get one of those. The super microwave is a really, really awesome thing.
It's like they toast your sub in 15 seconds.
Yeah, it's fast. Let's go over to Husky with a dispatch.
Hey, guys. Usually I'm pretty chipper. At the moment, not doing very well. Asking for all the good junky juju from all my friends. Mother's having another major surgery.
Oh, no.
They're putting bolts in her head at the moment. Oh. She's having 3 different procedures on each of her top 7 vertebrae. At the moment, I don't have a lot of information. It's kind of freaking me out. So,
that sucks.
Thanks, guys.
Well, good luck with that. I mean, I hope everything works out today.
Positive vibes headed her way.
Yeah, I mean, look, the doctors who do this stuff do it all the time, and hopefully they'll be smooth in all the procedures that are done there. Here is Lisa.
Hey, Sean, Sabrina, C-Lane.
Hey.
It's my birthday. Can I get a birthday shout out?
Happy birthday.
A magnet, maybe?
Hmm. Come on, let's ask you at the end. Happy birthday should be enough for you, Lisa. Happy birthday, okay?
There Happy
you
go. Birthday.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
0 magnets. These young boys, the 12 boys and their soccer coach, rescued from a flooded cave in Thailand, waved, smiled, and offered traditional greetings in their first public appearance earlier today that was broadcast around the world. Doctors, relatives, and friends, some in yellow traditional garb, greeted the boys aged 11 to 16. Imagine being 11 and being stuck in a damn cave for 2 weeks. A little bit, I think, of when they came out and were talking to the press. This is the first time they've been released from the hospital since this whole ordeal.
Morning, everyone. Happening now in Thailand. The youth soccer team and their coach, who are trapped in a flooded cave, are right now speaking at a press conference. And just moments ago, the entire team passed around that microphone. Aww. Each boy did speak, sharing a few words, each one of them smiling. They looked were in pretty good spirits. And after each one spoke, they did get a round of applause from the crowd there. We do know that there are some doctors and psychologists, however, at this press conference, just to ensure that those boys don't get asked any serious questions. And we do know that after this press conference, those boys and that coach will finally be released and
Thank
discharged
God.
From the hospital. And as you can recall, these boys and their coach were stuck in that flooded cave for a total of about 18 days. But again, this press conference going on right now, they're speaking to the media for the very first time.
So
about
18
their
days
experience.
They were stuck in that cave. And then the last about week almost, they've been in the hospital. And a lot of this is not just a physical thing. It's a mental thing that they're trying to help them out with. Big banners up there, bringing the wild boars home. A happy end for once to a pretty intense situation with those young kids. When we come back, once again, social media comes back to bite somebody in the ass. A lesson for the ages next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
The show that takes you from Skywall Summer to Jack Rocket Fall. Whatever that means. This is the News Junkie.
I think it's important you instill in your kids all of the things that will help them out and make them successful in life. And that's a tale as old as time, but time changes. And so the information you need to tell your kids changes as well. It used to be the birds and the bees, and you tell your kids about being smart with their financials, and you teach them how to hold down a job and that kind of stuff. Now you've got so many new issues that they might have to deal with in life. And I think one of those things that you should sit down and talk to your kids about, especially if you have teenage children, is social media and the impact that it can have on you. The real life impact that it can have on you. And it comes back to bite you in the ass. I guess rule number one is just try to be a decent person. But everybody is a kid who said or did something stupid. Every single one of us has made mistakes like that. And you have an MLB pitcher now, Josh Hader, who was, I guess, involved in one of these games, an all-star game.
Oh, God, I saw his tweets.
And they were during the game. During the game, they were surfacing these tweets that he had put out.
Oh, I thought you were about to say that during the game, he's tweeting out this stuff.
No. It was old. It was from when he was a kid. It was like 7 years ago or something that he had posted these. And it was a bunch of homophobic stuff and a bunch of other issues. And he's sitting there in the dugout, and his phone starts blowing up because these tweets are starting to catch on and go viral. And afterwards, he's trying to enjoy his All-Star game, and that's the question obviously people are going to ask him, and he had to address it. Here he is talking about it after the game.
You know, something that happened, when I was 17 years old, and as a child, I was immature, and obviously said something that was inexcusable.
Inexcusable.
That doesn't reflect on who I am as a person today, and, that's just what it is.
Does it reflect your beliefs, Josh?
No, not at all.
How did they live this long? How did they stay there this long?
I mean, no deletes. Obviously, when you're a kid, you just tweet what's on your mind, and, that's what's on.
How did you find out that this was out there?
Just came in and my phone was blowing up.
He said, I came in and my phone was blowing up. It was racist stuff, they say, in this article from NBC News, misogynistic stuff.
You want to hear them?
And homophobic comments that were on his Twitter years ago. I saw one of them. What do you have there? You have a bunch of them in front of you?
Yes. Let's start with, is it by date? Okay, yeah. So it was the February 2012. Suck my C, I'll murder your family. In November.
Little aggressive there.
KKK. That's it.
All right.
Gay people freak me out. This dude comes in with pony shirts and a pony mall bag. Hashtag the F. Wow. Haha. Nah. Who am I getting? I was a little N-word with a hard ER. Then it was August 2011. I hate gay people. 1:40 p.m.
It's right to the point there.
And then April 12th, 2012. I need a bitch that can F, cook, clean, right.
All right, so there's a lot of stuff that he has tweeted, and this was when he was 17 years old. And
but not that long ago, if you really think about it.
Well, I mean, he's 24 now. I would say this. I would say that you do stupid stuff when you're 17, and I think that the things that you do when you're a teenager don't necessarily reflect who the person you are when you're a grown human being.
Had her bouncing on my D like a seesaw.
Look, this is not to say that any of this stuff is right in any way. Obviously, it's terrible. But I'm saying these teenagers make mistakes a lot. And they try to be edgy and they do really stupid stuff. And they have to grow mentally. And to put these things out there is just the dumbest thing you could ever do. I don't think this guy's going to lose his job or anything.
No, but it's, this kind of stuff comes up all the time, so I think that he'll be just fine in a week when another big story happens.
Yeah, that's what
but
it takes.
This is along the same lines as a contestant, I believe, on Survivor,
mm-hmm.
who they found old tweets when she was 14 years old,
uh-huh.
where she was using the N-word. Now, wasn't like the hard ER, she was just using it as if she was Jay-Z or something along those lines. And she was like, I was 14 years old, but
yeah.
Everybody found him. That's the first, any little bit of limelight, they're going to backtrack
right.
all your tweets.
And why is it that, since everybody knows that's the case, why is it that the producers at Survivor don't go, hey, I mean, obviously you shouldn't post it to begin with, but hey, why don't you delete your Twitter history right now before the show goes out and anybody knows your name? Because people are going to be going and crawling through all of your stuff, and they're going to use it against you to make you look bad.
I think anybody who may have something along these lines or something that will be looked at in 2018 as in poor taste, just delete it now.
Yeah, get
Avoid
rid of it.
It.
Yeah.
But there's stuff that pops up in my time hop where I don't think that I would necessarily get in trouble for saying something controversial, but it makes me cringe.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, God, Sabrina, like this is... If my mom, I wish my mom would have found it and like hit me across the face not to talk like that.
Yeah, you change as a person. But I think you got to sit down with your kids and go, hey, birds and the bees, do this, use a condom, be safe, do this, treat people like this, be a good human being. And by the way, you're young. You're going to do stupid stuff. Don't put it out there on social media. Like, hey, you're 17. Don't drink a Mike's Hard Lemonade and post it on your social media account.
Yeah.
You know, these kind of issues that have certainly led to conversations for me.
They're saying that some members of Josh Hader's family wearing his All-Star replica jersey had taken them off and been given generic jerseys without his name on the back.
Like at the game, as they're watching this thing, they go over and take them off?
I think this is all happening during the game, and somebody has a clip of, like, right before they're about to go to break, and it says on the lower third, coming up, Geico postgame. And the tweet says, dog, they are 100,000% reading those tweets by Josh Hader right now, and it's two players passing back and forth an iPhone and just like,
Yeah, don't do stupid stuff like this. Your life is chronicled in a way that's so different from everybody else. Imagine if you're a child of the 80s like I am, if all your conversations with your teenage friends were recorded and just kind of posted up there.
Gosh.
All the stupid things that you did and said before you grew up mentally. And all those things are, people will look at it in context, I'm sure, but many of them will just go, look, this is who you are. You were that way when you were 17. You're that way now. So talk to your kids about that stuff. And just yourself, good God. Don't do it to begin with. And if you do, make sure you clean that stuff up so you're not dealing with it a decade later. Let's go to a couple of dispatches. Here's Fred Flip Foam with a dispatch.
Hey, guys. Just listening to yesterday's podcast. Hey, C-Lane, if you really want that drone out of your tree, let me know. I've got a 24-foot extension ladder on my truck, and I'm in Orlando pretty frequently. I work over there a good bit. So let me know, man. If you really want it down, I can be a guy.
Is going to get your drone out of the tree?
I'm just waiting for it to fall down at this point.
That's your plan? You flew your drone for the first time. You got all excited about it. You flew it directly into a tree, and your plan is just to wait till it falls out?
Yeah. I can't work.
Has it rained since it's been up there?
This was weeks ago.
This is totally broken now.
It was raining that day.
How much did you pay for this thing?
It was raining that. I don't remember.
You ruined the thing when you could have just knocked it out of the tree the day of.
It might still work.
Here's the thing, Sabrina. C-Lane hates drones. It's very clear.
It's not. It wasn't.
He wants to love them.
I obviously.
But he does hate them.
I didn't pay a lot for it because it wasn't. It was definitely not one. You gave it to me.
What? Not the new one?
Yeah.
The second drone I gave you.
Wow.
Boom, into a tree.
Hey, at least I flew this one.
Yeah, at least it got into
this
the
This one's
air.
Got footage.
I'll give you that. Here's Guitar Slinger.
Good morning, news junkies from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Hey.
Hey, I heard all those commercials on there about taking a foreign language, so I got on with that. And now, just after a few weeks, I am speaking conversational Russian like comrade. Not for very few rubles as well.
Very impressive, sir.
There was a lot of people commenting during the whole Trump Putin kind of talks, mm-hmm. and they had the translators going, and somebody had texted and goes, "I fully believe that Vladimir Putin probably speaks and or understands English, and doesn't want to be heard speaking English, but knows what's up."
It would be interesting because if you did. You could go with that wouldn't give you the excuse that you didn't have the translation right, I guess.
Yeah.
I wonder why he wouldn't use that, but I think you might be right.
Because he's a proud Russian. Russian.
Yeah, that would be seen as a level of weakness to speak the language, in his world, I'm saying, to speak the language of the country that he's at.
I mean, you could almost be positive Donald Trump doesn't speak Russian.
Right.
And so he's not going to come up to that level.
I could speak Russian.
In respect. To respect Vladimir Putin, and Vladimir Putin is definitely not going to kind of sacrifice some of his dominance by speaking the language of somebody he probably looks down on.
God, what a world we live in. Here's Dose Gay with the dispatch.
Hey, Sean, I was just listening to your comment about Trump and the light switch thing and trying to make a joke out of serious stuff. It seems like that's all they do. In politics, I was watching something about UFO sightings, and there was a governor from Arizona, And he pretty much came out and said that he saw UFOs and all this other stuff and was very serious about it, and he was demanding information about it from the government. And the next thing you know, when he had a press conference or something like that, he pretty much, somebody came out dressed as a green alien, and they basically just made a joke out of it. So I think it's kind of funny that they just make a joke out of everything, and we accept it all the time.
It's easier to deal with, right? It's easier to deal with when you just go, there we go. And we'll laugh this off and just be done with it. You know, I was thinking the other day, I think there was a tweet that was going around about this too. I was thinking the other day, it is very bizarre to me that pre everyone having a cell phone in their hand with a camera on it. I mean, an HD 4K cell phone camera now. Pre that, I thought that afterwards there would be many more videos of all these UFOs that people encounter or anything else. There has not been a crazy amount of those news stories or videos. I mean, there's a few here and there.
Yeah, because the aliens are obviously aware. They're not trying to get exposed by everyone in their cameras.
Interesting theory. So the aliens have seen our technology progress, and now they know, and they use some kind of technology to obfuscate their alien vehicle.
Yeah, either that or just make like super early morning trips.
All right, yeah.
People are taking a nap or something.
Nobody wants to get up that early. Here's Micronaut.
I think the shorts might be on the goats for a different reason.
Why?
Just saying. What? Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
The other reason, that's the reason they were on there.
Oh, no, so they don't get.
Oh, so it's protection, so they don't have sex with the goats? No, in Afghanistan, you can see the photos of goats in shorts. It's definitely a thing.
I thought you were saying, Afghanistan, you're allowed to F the goats. Yes.
I think they do that, but not all of them, obviously. Here's Skip Pastel. What, something like that.
Hey, Junkies. Skip a style.
Oh, damn it.
Sean probably didn't say it right. thing with the cats is basically we've been driven to this. Because everybody is so offended by every little thing. KFC is simply trying to CYA.
Literally.
Which is literally cover your, you know, because they don't want to offend anybody. Because sure enough, if it was not blurred out, somebody somewhere will be offended and KFC will catch a bunch of heat and have to close down their stores for sensitivity training and this and that and so forth. But yeah, that's what's going on. We've been driven to this by all this PC culture. I'm not with it. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
Thank you, Skip a Style. Thank you for the call out, too. I'm just glad that KFC is now fully stocked in C. They had the chicken problem for quite some time there where they just didn't have any stockpiled stuff and all the restaurants were empty. So they got past that. Now, this new commercial that's going viral where there's cats in it and they decided to censor one of the cat's butts is a very weird thing. But certainly something that I've been seeing on social media. You see these people that post their dogs or their cats and they censor the genitals of their animal. And it's just... it's so bizarre to see that. Here's Grounds Guys.
Thank you, C-Lane. I never thought of having those tots at 7-Eleven and actually adding chili and cheese. It sounds so good. On National Hot Dog Day, I've eaten thousands of those damn Big Bite hot dogs doing a one on landscape maintenance quick lunch thing. And, well, damn. That just sounds so good.
They're good.
Guess what I'll be having for lunch today?
Hot dog.
Double the order. Thank you, C-Lane. You're my hero for lunch.
Hot dog hero.
I will toast a tot to you.
Wow.
My friend.
That's big.
Cheers.
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 On National Hot Dog Day, enjoy. It's no 2-foot hot dog, but I guess it's your next best option if you're really looking to celebrate the day and make it the best it can be. Back in just a moment with details. How much did Amazon sell on Prime Day? Exactly what did you buy? Details next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Whoever it is, 134 in the middle lane, 5-4. You. Whoa. Real Radio, 104.1. Dispensing unsolicited advice on a wide range of pointless topics. It's the News Junkie.
See what's on your mind with the dispatches in just a moment. So Prime Day is over. 36 hours of fun where people buy stuff they probably didn't need and spent a whole bunch of money on those products. The numbers have just finally rolled in as of about an hour ago. How many things did you say? Like, how many products do you think they sold at Amazon.com during the 36-hour Prime Day window, Sabrina?
Products sold. Total. I'm going to say, wow, this is going to be tough. I feel like I'm crazy when I say it. 50 right. million products.
50 million products. What do you think, C-Lane?
I would like to say a billion products.
A billion products is a lot. God. 100 million products sold.
All right, I overshot slightly.
Which is unbelievable. 100 million products sold in 36 hours. And they said the most popular items, the first two are not shocking at all to me. Fire TV, which they were basically giving away.
Yeah.
It's like $20 or something. Echo Show, they had a big discount on that. That was one of the most popular items in those 100 million products sold. Instant Pot was the biggest non-Amazon product. You even got one of those.
I bought an Instant Pot.
And Life Straw was really? the other big popular one. That's surprising to me.
Yeah. Making a comeback.
Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that. I mean, it was pretty cheap as well, but holy cow. Yeah, the shares of Amazon are on the rise as they are announcing 100 million products sold during Prime Day. That is pretty astonishing stuff. And a brilliant idea. I mean, the marketing on it is so genius. Here we are in the middle of the year. It's almost like these people who do Christmas in July. Have you ever heard of, you know anybody that has done that before?
Yeah.
Plenty.
You do this thing to kind of stretch the year out a little bit, get some fun in the middle of it, and you get a big, totally manufactured sales day where it's like a Black Friday in the middle of summer.
Very much the kind of mentality that bars go through, especially Irish pubs, when they go, you know what? In September, we're going to throw a halfway to St. Patrick's Day party.
Yeah.
And so
it's like a dead spot in the schedule, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things where somebody comes up with it and you go, this is not going to be a thing. Now it's a damn thing. 100 million products is pretty insane to think about.
So maybe they could put like 1 or 2 million into the website working.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, that was down for a while when the whole thing kicked off. We'll get to the dispatches in a moment here. But have you guys seen this show? I can't stand it. I'm sorry. I know we're around lunchtime here. It's an official, like, full-fledged show. I keep seeing it in the most popular shows on iTunes, on Apple TV. This Dr. Pimple Popper thing has exploded.
Yeah. I saw the teaser of this woman. I think she worked at, like, Wawa or something.
All right.
But then took back her uniform and saw this. I mean, it was huge.
Like a cyst, right?
Huge.
Like a giant, like a Hunchback of Notre Dame thing.
And she starts squishing it around, and she's like, yeah, and when I lay down, it's kind of like an extra pillow. And I'm like,
God, man.
Plus pillow.
I can't take it. I cannot take it. We had one of those on the Real Radio website once. Like a whole, was it a gallery of those or a video or something?
I think it was a montage.
A montage of all the clips of people doing that. And it started taking off and got a ton of shares on Facebook and it went fairly viral, and you go, wow. Sometimes I go, maybe I'm the only one. Maybe everybody really likes watching this, and I just detest it. I can't stand it for a second.
It's the perfect amount of squeamish. Like, it's the squeamish that I like. There's stuff where it just goes too far, and you end up cringing, and you go, I don't want to see that. But this, I can get behind.
You like it? You will watch that?
I mean, I'm not going to watch a lot of it, but the chick's got her own show now.
Yeah, and it's huge. I saw the ratings coming in. Millions and millions of people are watching this show.
It was a no-brainer. She was gaining so much popularity on YouTube that they had to bring her to into TV.
Uh-huh. I saw one of the YouTube videos this morning that she did, and I think just one of them on her official account, 99 million views. And I said, maybe I'm not the demographic here. Maybe I'm too... I think it's gross.
Yeah.
Sandra Lee, I think definitely helps her case that she's good looking. You know, they're like, oh, look, this.
That's not enough to distract me.
An attractive doctor is making a living out of doing what most people would think is very disgusting work.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff she pulls out
of
people.
I mean, come on. How did people wait so long to take care of that?
Ugh. Yeah, the lady who's got that thing on her back that you were talking about, that doesn't pop up overnight. That's a process of building and building and building. And finally she goes, all right, now I should do something about it.
Well, I mean, I can't necessarily blame her because it started off like back of the neck, probably felt it, maybe it'll go away. And then all of a sudden you kind of turn around and see that it has become something much bigger and probably not just a walk into the clinic and see if you could take care of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy to me that this is so popular. And they did this big profile of her in the Associated Press, and they talked about her. And they said she doesn't watch those videos. She doesn't, obviously, she does it all day long. She actually has another obsession, and she is into mukbangs. I'm not
watch
sure
your mouth.
If you guys are aware of what mukbangs are.
Wait, this is your girlfriend?
No. Oh. Good God. The Dr. Pimple Popper lady is into, they did a whole profile piece on her, and they said she doesn't like watching her own videos. Like, she's into mukbangs, and she watches videos of mukbangs.
What is a mukbang?
She gets into it as much as she can. She's a mukbang regular. A mukbang is one of the people that live streams himself online just eating food.
Oh.
Sounds worse when you say mukbang, though.
Why the hell is it called mukbang?
I have no idea. It's a Korean word, I think. And as people filming themselves eating large amounts of food while interacting with the camera. That sounds better to me than this lady and what she does.
No,
this,
that sounds boring. I want pimple popping.
I can't watch it. Here she
Hello,
is.
Hello, Dr. Sandra Lee here. You guys probably better know me as Dr. Pimple Popper.
Ugh.
I'm here with Bravo.com to talk to you guys about my most favorite, my most memorable, the most satisfying pops. So most here goes. Memorable,
I
the most
need
satisfying
to know this.
Pops. I have
don't say pop.
The one that I call the kitchen sink plug pop.
All right, all right. That's enough detail for me to know what she's going to say.
Kitchen sink plug pop.
We're right around lunchtime here. She's got
play the thing, man.
She's got 4 million
subscribers. Oh, need to God. Hear the thing.
Ugh. Don't do that.
Hold
to
on.
Me.
Here's another one on your back.
Oh, God.
It got on the board.
That really brings it to life. She's got 4 million subscribers, 2.5 billion views. Here you go, Steve.
This is a mother-daughter duo. The mother came in for actually a skin cancer excision, but I noticed this huge blackhead on her back. It's actually so huge, we have a different name for it. It's called a dilated pore of liner.
Absolutely not.
So when I numb this up to remove, it came out whole like a one of those old school kitchen sink plugs. It was
all right.
Amazing.
All right.
Okay, yeah, so yeah. I kind of want to see it.
Yeah, you want to watch that now?
And I don't. I know that I don't, but now I got to know.
Yeah, I
and
can't
And I think
do
that's
it.
Why it's so popular.
There obviously people love this stuff. They love it. They enjoy it. And I know people who I've heard of girls before who love to do it, who love to pop pimples on like guys' backs and stuff.
I'm not a fan of that at all. And if there is a case in which someone needs my assistance with a hard to reach, there is gloves, there is like alcohol swabs, and I'm dry heaving. That is going not a pleasant experience for anybody.
I'm not with it, but I like so many people are.
I like when she pulls out stuff and then she finds the perfect thing to compare them to that just makes it more disgusting. So she's like, this cyst is filled with a bit of egg salad consistency.
Okay, all right, buddy. All right. That's gone way too far. Let me go to
Someone's
the dispatch.
Passed out already.
That's too much. Let's go to the dispatch. Here's Davis.
Did you see it?
No, but just the egg salad line, you son of a bitch. God, oh my. Here's Davis outdoor with the dispatch.
Hey, news junkies. This is Willie B. Dibbly. I'm over here on my farm. And,
this is not going to be good, sir. I'm about to
put them damn cows away.
Yeah, I'm just going to eject out of that. It did not seem like a bit that was going anywhere. Let's try Noel Johnny.
Happy Wiener Wednesday, News Junkie, C-Lane, Sabrina. Yeah, about that baseball player that sent out those tweets when he was 17 years old. Was he wrong for doing it? Yes. But if he apologized, accept his apology and move on. I can guarantee you most people that are complaining and calling for his head have probably done similar things in their past and said things in their past that they regret too. He was young. He made a mistake. Move on. We've all done it. Wiggle, wiggle, pop, pop.
I don't know. I didn't see like a big backlash where everybody was saying he should be fired. I just saw the story about this happening and the ins and outs of how it was happening while he was playing the baseball game. Are you watching the sink plug one?
I'm not even watching it. I'm just trying to scroll through to the part, and I've already seen the thumbnail and threw up a little bit. Like, it's...
The both of you, what are you doing to yourself?
It's so crazy looking.
The sea lion with a smile on his face just staring at one of these videos right now. It's lunchtime.
She has one that's called cease and desist. As in...
Oh, my God. God! So nasty.
I can't do it. We're going to break. Back in a moment. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Making up for a lack of formal education by purchasing the first and subsequent rounds. You're listening to the News Junkie. Don't play for us. We don't need no money, Jesus. To roll with us.
The only room we need is heaven. Perhaps one of the most bizarrely controversial segments ever on the show. I think there was an instant, immediate reaction. From people to...
Sorry.
You know what? I feel like that says a lot about us because they did not see anything.
There's no visual. You didn't have to look at anything.
So you're welcome. Theater of the mind in your face.
You'll see a lot of that, I think, when the dispatches roll back around. I checked and I go, whoa! All right.
I'm still watching Dr. Sandra Lee right now. But randomly enough, there is a video of her at some fundraiser or something, and aside from being very good at removing gross things off your body, she also rather well plays the classical guitar.
Oh, really? Is this her?
This is her playing Malaguena.
Malaguena.
A talented individual. Is that the end?
Imagine how much pimple that guitar has on it.
Oh, God, there's... Us everywhere.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, let's not get ourselves in any more trouble there. We already have to deal with the dispatches. And there is a fantastic story, and I love these positive stories, these good news stories,
yeah. Good
right? They're great to work in every now and then. Walter Carr is a real badass, and he was so happy to get his new job. He wasn't going to miss his first day of work, even if it meant getting picked up, not getting picked up, unfortunately, getting up at midnight. So Walter Carr gets a new job, and he doesn't have a car yet. So he starts walking to work at midnight so he can make it to work. He's 20 miles away. 20 miles. That's a long hike there.
Yeah, it is.
In the middle of the night, he gets up and starts making his way in. Carr, 20 years old, lives in Homewood, Alabama, and he needed to get to Pelham, Alabama, where he would start his job at the Bellhop's Moving Company. So he's going to be working for the moving company all day long after going 20 miles and being up all night. His car had broken down, and he decided he would walk. So he had just 4 hours of sleep and set about on his journey. About 10 miles in, 10 miles, that's enough to wipe anybody out. When I went to Washington, D.C., the second or third day we were there, I looked down at my my steps app to see how far I had gone. And I think it was 21,000 steps. And even that, I mean, it's nowhere even close to 20 miles. That's an unbelievable distance for somebody to walk. And those of you who are questioning the next generations of kids out there, think about people like this. He's a 20-year-old. He's a hard worker. He was excited to get an opportunity for this, and there wasn't a damn thing in the world that he was going to use as an excuse to keep him away from work. So after 10 hours into this whole thing, he had to take a break because his legs were hurting. And when he was taking this break, a police officer pulled over and goes, "Hey, you okay, man?" After hearing Carr's story, the officer and two others took him to breakfast, and he was dropped off at the home of Jenny Lamy. Lamy found out what Carr had went through to get to her house. This is where he was going to go to and then go to work. She asked if he would like to rest. He declined, said he wanted to get to work. Carr told Lamy's children that when he was 5, his home was destroyed during Hurricane Katrina, and also that he earned his associate degree later this year. He's going to start boot camp in the Marines, and he's been working on all this stuff. So they decided, let's do a GoFundMe to raise some money so his vehicle can get fixed. Oh, but the boss hears about this. And the boss goes, wait, what did this guy do? This guy walked 20 miles to get to work. And they've got this amazing moment here.
This is my car. And
it's the CEO of the company.
I drive it like a, just barely. And I like it to be your car. And so I'd like to give you this car right here today, like right now. Like you can drive away with it. And I really think that, you know, it's in much better hands with you than it is with me. And I couldn't be, think of a better way to part ways with this and put it to better use.
Very eloquent guy there.
Yeah. Hey, all applaud. Gives him a great car.
That's so nice.
A Ford Escape SUV, and he gave him the keys of the vehicle, said, here you are. He said he truly raised the bar, and he was shocked, grateful, and happy, and inspired by the whole situation. So when you see all these things, and you go, oh, the world is terrible, and all these kids, they don't work hard, and they're living at home until they're 40 and nobody's doing anything. They're suing their parents, like this one guy that went viral not too long ago. Suing their parents because their parents want them to finally move out and get a job. There are kids like him. And he's 20 years old and he seems to have a great head on his shoulders. And good for you, buddy. The hard work will pay off eventually. I want to get out and ahead of this before we go to the dispatches, because this is an important story. And I talked about it yesterday. We were discussing it. But more and more people are getting mad about it, so you should probably know the details before you just do the outrage click. And what I'm talking about is this MGM Resorts lawsuit against all the victims of the Las Vegas massacre. And when this went out, people said, oh my God, big billion-dollar corporation suing the victims of this mass shooting. These folks who were just trying to enjoy some music at a country music concert and some lunatic opened fire on them and killed a whole bunch and wounded even more. And everybody involved was now being sued by MGM. And they said, this is a stunt, this is unbelievable, outrage is building, and so many headlines covered the story. So here's what's actually happening. It's not a bad thing at all. In fact, it's the opposite of that. MGM Resorts has filed what they call a complaint for a declaratory judgment in federal court. So that means, in print and in actuality, they are opening a lawsuit against these people, but they're not suing them. This is what you do as a move to push forward the case, because they know that some of these folks are going to actually sue them and other ones are maybe going to do it at different times. So this is a process thing. They filed for something called a declaratory judgment. The Declaratory Judgment for Act permits a federal court to declare the rights and other legal relations of parties to a case or actual controversy. A declaratory judgment can be brought by any interested party involving an actual controversy. It's appropriate where parties like the victims could presently sue but haven't done so yet. So they want the federal court to determine whether a particular federal law prohibits a lawsuit by the victims against MGM and make them understand who will be the target here. Will it be MGM or will it be the company that provided the security at the incident? So they're trying to figure out in the court of law and spending the money on this process to find out who the true target is. Technically, yes, it's a suit, but that's what you have to do process-wise to move forward. And it's so easy to see that and go, how dare they? But it doesn't look like that's the case. That's what's happening here. It looks like it might be a good thing for the folks involved. Here is big old Floppy Penis with a dispatch.
Good morning, news junkies. I hope all of y'all are having an awesome day today. I myself had a trash day at work.
Oh no.
But everything was made hunky-dory when I was on my way out. And I found me a little magnet.
Nice.
Just sitting there on the back of some Volkswagen. I don't know if it was like a Passat or
it's important.
Either way, it was in the Universal parking garage. So just letting you know, I took your magnet. Okay.
I hear a lot of them. A lot of Game of Magnets action in the Universal parking garage.
Well, that's good.
I've also heard of people who will go. Somebody said, hey, I've been looking for a magnet for a long time and I haven't found one. So I figured, where can I go to see the most cars? and they drove to the Disney Springs parking garage and just drove around the whole parking garage.
That is dedication.
It is. And looked at the back of every single car for a news junkie magnet. And they said, finally, when they entered the second parking garage on one of the floors, they found one on the back of the car, grabbed it, hauled ass home. And they said, it was, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel if you have that many vehicles to look at.
That's a big barrel.
Yeah, you gotta put the work in. You do. And that's what this individual did. Here's Yes, a Doctor Listens.
Hey, guys. You know, after hearing that story about censoring the cats, BH, I'm going to post nothing but pictures of my dog's genitals because it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty silly. Here's I Am Batman.
Yeah, I'm a child of the 70s, early 80s. And thank God we didn't have the technology we got today. It is... Because I'd be in a world of hurt.
I love
Thank you.
By saying that, you're saying that you did some pretty terrible things. Like you're saying it without saying. If they had Twitter, I would. But it's true for so many people.
I've started going back and saying Twitter allows you. They took away Topsy, which I believe Topsy was just like it listed from oldest to newest. Very easy. Now you gotta
really?
Put in kind of like a code and do your research.
I don't know. So you used to be able to go to a site and it would show your oldest ones first and then like in chronological order.
So this I had to put in the dates and stuff, and fortunately I'm not seeing a whole lot that I've had to delete. I'm just annoyed with my 20-year-old self. I'm like, why are you tweeting about this? I had like 15 tweets about binge drinking and being hungover. I'm like, oh, wow, you're a cool college kid, aren't you, Sabrina?
Because that's what everybody's doing at that age. You're like, I'll put it out there. Let me show these people what I'm up to. Let me show my friends what's cool and what's going on. And then eventually it could bite you in the ass. I mean, I've seen multiple things on my son's, well, it was on a Snapchat, one of them that I saw, and then one on Instagram where I go, what are you doing, man? I'll pick up the phone and I'll dial up and I'll go, hey, you know, I did things like this too. I'm not going to pretend to be perfect, but just know that people are going to see this and you cannot put it out there. And you gotta really consider it before you post. Here is Ace Window with a dispatch.
Hey guys, better keep an eye out. You know, we just had Prime Day.
Yeah.
And what I just witnessed is I had a couple people show up my house looking at my front door.
Oh, that's a good point.
And decided to leave. And then the Amazon guy showed up. So definitely keep an eye on your houses and your packages, because there are going to be people who might be smart enough to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys have a good one.
Thank you. No, that's an excellent point. Because of Prime Day, there will be a lot of people who target these people who are going to be receiving packages today, tomorrow, and Friday and beyond. And your stuff right outside your front door might be something where they just want to cruise through the neighborhood and get one of these 100 million products that Amazon sold. So good time to be aware of that stuff. This is another reminder that you can get those damn doorbell cams. Those are fantastic. And you can capture somebody who was doing that.
I was going to until the website shut down.
Oh, yeah. You were trying to get one of those during the Prime thing?
Yes.
Well, if you didn't, I don't know. You just gotta be aware of it. Maybe tell your neighbors if they're home to take a peek out there. It's definitely an issue where people steal packages. And they look in particular for Amazon packages. When there's this many out there, they've got a boatload to steal. Back in a moment with the next episode with Sabrina. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Orlando City marches to Discovery City to clash with Columbus Crew SC this Saturday. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. on our sister station, FM 96.9, The Game, AM 740, and iHeartRadio. Cooking up today's lead stories. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson.
The next episode, and in just a moment, tips at thenewsjunkie.com at Jose emails. Sean, I work at Disney's Animal Kingdom. As we all know, plastic straws are not allowed. I hate the paper straws that they offer, and after listening to you guys about the metal straws, I picked some up. The best decision I made in a long time. They made my drink taste better because it was a metal straw and it kept the beverage cold.
Nice.
Also, it wasn't a limp wiener at the end of my lunch. I think he's talking about the paper straws there. Thanks, Jose. There's been a lot of people buying those things because the change happened so fast.
You know what? I'm curious how much bacteria, if you're not clean about it, are you just like going to make yourself sick from having it in your purse?
From using it over and over? If it's stainless steel, it can stay pretty clean, but if it's just hanging out in your purse, stuff's going to
get... Or in your pocket?
Yeah, it's going to get on it eventually. But people have like protection sleeves and stuff. It's a whole thing. It's happening very fast. There is yet another video on social media.
Facebook,
that probably,
Instagram, Twitter, y'all seen it?
Definitely shouldn't have been posted. A person who thought it would be funny to share their liquid MDMA and another powdered drug with a bee that they caught, posted the video, and the tattooed man in a British accent, although they don't know where he's from, posted this online. The video includes a Snapchat still with the caption, "Buzzing on the bag," with an image of a bee next to some white powder. At one point, the man said, "Oh yeah, look at him dancing, look at him dancing," over a background including trance music. And there's a video of it on See It Now. This guy gave liquid MDMA to a bee. He's just partying with a bee. And the poor bee looks so messed up.
Well, maybe someone should rub his shoulders.
Just kind of wandering around on the guy's hand.
Somebody should wave some glow sticks in front of the bee.
The bee is he's out of his mind.
But the Vicks vapor nose thing, that's all I got.
The poor bee. They said, bees are so important for a healthy environment. We should do everything we can to try to protect them. There's no indication that the bee died, but the bee was like wobbling around.
Yeah, if they're such an important part, you know, they deserve to party too.
Maybe he was having a good time. You tell me. Go look at the video on the See It Now section of the News Junkie app.
Toss the bee an imaginary fireball.
He's
been holding here.
He's partying for sure. Let's do the next episode.
Because there's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it. Even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
Do
nothing. Weather's nice. It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Hey.
Are you ready for the next episode?
Wow.
Yes.
10 years ago, 2008. Sophie just wanted to meet her father. If only she could figure out which guy inseminated her mother. When this film
Oh, what the
premiered.
Hell is it called?
Mamma Mia?
Yeah,
it is Mamma Mia.
Why didn't I know? It's in the damn lyrics.
Yeah.
Number two is coming out now.
Is that really what Mamma Mia is about?
The play?
She's trying to find her dad because her mom was kind of...
I've never seen it.
It's great, but yeah, she has to figure out who her dad is. She invited three possibilities.
And then that's...
To show up to her wedding.
Like a DNA test kind of thing comes into play?
I think they were just putting things together. Seeing maybe the sparks between her and the mother. I have no idea. I don't want to spoil it for anybody. Here we go again, because Mamma Mia, the sequel, will be out soon if it hasn't happened already. So there you go. Weekend plans for everybody. Liv Taylor and Neve Campbell were on Watch What Happens Live last night. They were doing the show's theme, which was women we used to masturbate to in the 90s.
Oh.
That was an exciting time. Britney Spears experienced a nip slip during a concert over the weekend.
She's had so many nip slips. There's got to be like an entire gallery of them somewhere.
Just pose naked already. Just give us what we want.
This will mark her first public appearance with a boob since divorcing Kevin Federline. That doesn't make sense when you guys say that she has so many nip slips. Does it? One of the members of this group right here.
Yeah, Destiny's Child.
That is correct. Let's see.
I only know
which
Beyonce.
One was it.
Michelle? Is there a Michelle?
It wasn't Kelly. Michelle is the one. Michelle is the one. Yeah, after decades long a struggle with depression, she's opened about it in the past. She has now, according to her social media, checked herself into a mental health facility.
Oh,
Michelle
damn.
Williams, right outside of LA, to seek help from what she describes as a great team of healthcare professionals. Says, for years I've dedicated myself to increasing awareness of mental health and being bootylicious. Added that part. And empowering people to recognize when it's time to seek help, support, guidance. Recently listened to the same advice I've gotten and given to thousands around the world and sought help from a great team. Today I proudly, happily, and healthily stand here as someone who will continue to always lead by example as I tirelessly advocate for the betterment of those in need. If you change your mind, you could change your life.
Yeah.
Tina Lawson, mother of Beyonce and Missy Elliott, immediately declared their love and support for Williams. Missy had shared a story about William's statement on Twitter saying, I want to lift our sis up in prayer because there are so many people battling this and many trying to deal with it alone. Please, no jokes. This is for real. And as a human being, let's keep the ones who are openly dealing with it uplifted and be encouraging to them, which I think is an important message to pass along. You know, there are people out there, physicians, doctors, therapists, that is your healing. If you're going through something, depression is not okay, but it is okay to go get help. So go get help.
Yeah.
As soon as the next episode's over. This soon-to-be film. Upcoming feature film.
That sounds familiar.
Because it's Ice Cube. However, it involves puppets and Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, that's the one that had the name they had to change, right?
They actually didn't end up changing it. It wasn't. It is a clean version. Don't worry. He said buck. But yeah, it was the Happy Time Murders.
Yes.
And when they first released the trailer, the R-rated Muppet film revealed that there's a whole lot of copulating and ejaculating puppets in the film.
Oh.
All legal hell broke loose, but it seems that the movie did draw a line somewhere. Director Brian Henson says that some scenes actually didn't make the film's final cut and gave us the details right here, my friends. Right. Now, he's the son of Jim Henson, and he told Collider that he and the rest of the team did not actively censor themselves. There were indeed some scenes that were too much for the final cut. Particularly, they did have a bar scene. And in this bar scene, the bartender puppet had a singing penis. Which is a very funny joke that we decided not to do. The one that won't make it in the movie. Maybe we have stepped over in a couple places, and I learn as we all cut it together, we'll put it back perhaps in an extended DVD. But the idea is that really, it really is uncensored. It was quite dirty, but mostly language and implied sexuality, not graphically sexual.
Oh, you know who's in this?
Who?
Stanley Hudson himself is
what?
In this movie.
Huh. What? That's from The Office.
Yeah, the trailer looks pretty good, actually. It's pretty cool the way they worked in the puppets.
Remember that time in The Office when they were testing out how little he pays attention?
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. The film arrives in theaters August 17th. The Koreans! They're very, very mad at this guy. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know him too.
Yes, you do.
Yellow,
he's not a magician.
Wiz Khalifa?
Waka
Flocka?
Okay, one at a time. Sean?
Wiz Khalifa?
That is correct.
Oh.
T-Lin, I'm sorry. That was incorrect.
Okay.
But Wiz Khalifa dropped a new song called Hot Now, and it had the following lyrics. Smoke got my eyes looking Korean. And they did not take that well.
Are these the South Koreans that are mad or the North Koreans? Or both?
I'm assuming the South Koreans because they have access to the internet.
Yeah, the other ones probably did not see this.
Are they not mad at Lauryn Hill for fake hair by Europeans, fake nails done by Koreans?
They probably were, but now we're talking about Wiz.
Mm-hmm.
Not the first time that he's referenced Asian eyes in his lyrics. Back in 2013, he's featured in a Juicy J song and had lyrics such as, smoking on this potent, feeling like I'm floating, looking like I'm Chinese because my eyes are barely open. Now, they're leaving angry comments on his track posted on YouTube. So much so, the Korea Times picked up the story. An article by Dong Soon Gwa and Jung Ming Ho. American rapper Wiz Khalifa hot water after his latest song. And they started posting the comments. If any Korean said some sort of racist thing to black people, they would be attacking us like wolves. Said in a comment section of the official YouTube video. Maybe your Korean friends joke about it and you're completely fine with this, but clearly most Koreans living in Korea are not. Please think about this.
I kind of side with what one of those commenters said, because I remember being at City Walk once and seeing these couple young black dudes like making fun of these Koreans that were not too far away, like within earshot, and they're going, oh, hero, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, you've never done that.
Yeah.
You're doing your impression as you say this.
But this was like, I'm blanketing something here.
Don't
this
worry.
Is bullying. They were doing it straight to this person's face.
Yeah, we just do it behind a microphone.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry, though. There is an Asian that defended him, or someone who's part Asian, Tyga. Obviously, the first person that comes to mind when settling hot-button racial debates.
Mm-hmm.
TMZ, of course, caught up with him. He is of Vietnamese descent. And they asked, well, hey, how did you feel? Do you think Wiz should apologize?
What do you think? Like, is it okay for him to... He claims he's got Korean friends and no one's offended by that.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I can't speak on it.
His line is, smoke got my eyes looking Korean.
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? So you're cool with it?
I'm Asian. Where's my dog?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to get paid.
It's like they have a Rolodex at TMZ and they go, we need an Asian. And they go, the closest person they can go to get the comment about
it. Yep. And then they talk about it holding all their coffee mugs.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say, wow, that sucked in Mandarin? Because China's most expensive film has become an epic flop. With a $113 million budget, the most expensive Chinese film ever made has become a flop of historic proportions, so much so that it has been pulled from theaters on its opening weekend.
Ooh.
After bringing in $7.3 million. Alibaba Pictures special effects heavy fantasy film Asura was intended to be the first installment in an epic trilogy inspired by mythology in the Buddhist religion. It opened on Friday, and it took just over 7.3. By Sunday, the official social media account posted a statement saying, we express our apologies, but we were removing this from theaters as of 10 p.m. Most of China's biggest blockbusters to date have been made with half that budget, with half of it.
You know what else is flopping in China right now? Saturday Night Live.
I thought you were going
to
make it.
I really thought that was leading to a joke. Like my penis.
They say the estimated loss of $106 million would make this the fifth biggest flop in movie history worldwide.
Wow. Fourth biggest is my penis. Is that what you guys want out of me?
Thank you.
Lido. No, do you know what it is behind the front runner?
Is it Waterworld?
Sinbad. Legend of the Seven Seas.
Oh, that flopped that bad?
$125 million in losses.
Man.
They say it took 6 years to make this film, heavy on expensive visuals, featuring 2,400 scenes with special effects, and its runtime of just 141 minutes. And then, of course, the reviews started. Even with the bankable Hong Kong actors and high-powered foreign talent, the film garnered a rotten score of 3.1 on Douban, China's most influential user platform. And my favorite is one user writing, my God, it's horrifying. It's just a magnificent pile of excrement, which I would assume was the translation for it. So I don't know. Maybe it'll work in the United States. Probably not, though. Now, they say rock and roll ain't noise pollution, but there's at least one species that would disagree. Mississippi State University professor named Brandon Barton was listening to AC/DC one day when he heard rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
Uh-huh.
So he thought, hey, I'm going to do a study on that. He decided to do the test using ladybugs, aphids, and soybeans because I guess that's all he had available in the lab. Now, aphids are the common pests for soybeans, and one job that ladybugs do is eat aphids and save soybean crops. So they're very important. Now, he got out some aphid-infested soybeans, unleashed some ladybugs on them, then he turned on his stereo. He played things like AC/DC, other classic rock, outlaw country music, folk music, city sounds, and aircraft noise. Immediately noticed something. Ladybugs would generally eat all the aphids, but the ones who were exposed to hard rock, like this song right here, drastically ate fewer aphids. So I guess those aphids shook their plants all night
long.
I'm so sorry. I got something better than that, though. The CW has recently announced that they are doing a new show. They're introducing...
Batman?
Batwoman.
Oh.
In a DC crossover event this December. But the latest news, that after they introduce her, they're going to develop a separate show for Batwoman. Oh, and she just so happens to be a lesbian. They say it's a show.
It's not Catwoman, it's Batwoman.
Was there
a Batwoman in DC Comics already, or is they developing it now?
Batwoman was reintroduced in 2006 and as a lesbian, in the comic books at least. So she's been around for a little bit. I know there was a Batgirl TV show back in the day. They say no word yet on who's playing Batwoman. Don't even think about it, Scarlett!
Why? What's wrong with Scarlett?
Scarlett Johansson. She's in the news for transgender and playing Asian people.
That character's been around for a while, like 1956, I think, they say, was the first appearance.
Batwoman show wouldn't premiere until the fall of next year at the earliest, but they say Batwoman's secret identity is Catherine Kane. Not so secret. Lesbo.
Is that the song?
Lesbo. Lesbo. And finally, I'll leave you with this. The estate of this guy right here.
Prince.
Their estate is preparing for an upcoming purple rain of your pocketbook because you could own a bunch of his stuff. Some 27 items. I don't know how they keep finding his stuff to put on the auction block, but they're finding it. And they found, thanks to his old bodyguard, memorabilia, that is expected to fetch several $1,000. Just one record alone, $1,500. He has one of his Jehovah's Witness Bibles, expected to fetch $7,000. Crown jewel of the collection is his navy silk suit, which has a starting bid of $10,000. Also, cufflinks, an ear cuff, a pair of sunglasses, and a bunch of Prince's old backstage passes, all available on an online auction starting next week. On the Boob Tube, Danica Patrick hosts the 2018 ESPYs on ABC, Hip Hop Squares on VH1, TKO Total Knockouts also on tonight's schedule, and you can catch Magic Johnson and a Lil Baby on Jimmy Kimmel. Have a great, great hump day, Chodes, and remember,
smoke weed every day.
Thanks for bringing a live trivia up next. If you'd like to play, it's a Skywall Summer Prize upgrade opportunity for you. Get on the phones, 407-916-1041 or toll free 1-888-978-1041. Everybody else, fire up the app. Get ready to go. Live trivia up next with a news junkie on Real Radio.
We like girls from the East Coast because they're trouble.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And we like girls from the West Coast because they don't know any better.
I'm telling you, this is totally normal. Honest.
Real Radio 104.1.
Real Radio 104.1.
High diving face first into the world's most viral newsroom. This is the News Junkie.
Live trivia. Don't forget, next week for live trivia, it'll be the entertainment week. I don't know what to generally call it, but the week where all the prizes are related to the biggest TV shows and movies in the world, and you're going to get some real cool stuff related to those shows and movies. Always a fun week and a bunch of great prizes just for you. Let's do live trivia.
Get ready for live trivia with the News Junkie. You can play along with the News Junkie smartphone app.
Right. What?
Unless you don't have it, in which case get it at thenewsjunkie.com or call 407-916-1041. Toll free 888-978-1041. Good luck.
That's live trivia for a Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. Those of you on the app, you're playing right this moment. Good luck over there. We'll see how you do in the scoreboard in just a bit. To the phones in a moment, live trivia brought to you by Nation's Trucks. Here's what you do. Take a look at your truck or your car. If it sucks and you want something a hell of a lot better than that, now is the time to make a move. Look at the selection over at nationstrucks.com. You'll hear more about that from C-Lane in just a bit. To the players, how about Lucy? Are you there, Lucy?
I am here.
All right, there she is. She's ready to go. She sounds great. And how about egg salad, yummy, yummy?
Hey.
Oh. Egg salad, yummy, yummy. And Lucy, our players in live trivia today. The best of luck to both of you. Let's start with question number one, and that is, using sound waves, scientists uncovered a cache of minerals distributed deep below the Earth's surface, and it amounts to over 1 quadrillion tons of this precious mineral. Is it diamonds, painite, native gold, or uranium? Lucy.
Number one.
Okay, what do you think, egg salad, yummy, yummy?
Diamonds.
Diamonds for you. On to number two. According to new research, rapid advances in airplane technology may result in this happening probably sooner than anticipated. What's going to happen? Rideshare apps for planes, flying at the speed of sound, pilotless flying, or consumer-friendly flying cars? Egg salad, yummy, yummy.
Number three.
take the pilot list flying. What about you, Lucy?
I'll go with that also.
We'll go to number three. A dangerous new viral sensation shows little kids, including babies, being abruptly yanked off the screen by their legs while they dance to a hip-hop song. What's this viral challenge called? The Nonstop Drop Challenge, the Zoom Challenge, the Ape-S Challenge, or the Shiggy Challenge? Lucy.
Zoom.
The Zoom Challenge for you. Egg salad, yummy, yummy.
Same.
On to number four, authorities say a woman is in critical condition after being stung hundreds of times by a large swarm of what? Was she stung by a large swarm of jellyfish, a large swarm of wildebeest, a large swarm of mosquitoes, or a large swarm of bees? Egg salad, yummy, yummy.
Last one.
Lucy.
Bees.
Number five, a couple who are both exotic dancers have revealed how they're passing on their passion for pole dancing to whom? Cancer patients, prisoners, geriatrics, or their children? Lucy.
Hello?
Uh-oh. Lucy, are you there? Oh, no.
Lucy.
Lucy. Well, egg salad, yummy, yummy, what do you think? See, let's see if you can revive her on the line there. Egg salad, what do you think?
They're children.
You say they're children? All right, let's see if we can get Lucy back under control and get connection to her. Is she ready?
Yeah.
Lucy, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. Did you hear the question?
Give it to me quick.
Of course. The pole dancing couple, who else are they trying to get into pole dancing? Cancer patients, prisoners, geriatrics, or their children?
Their children.
Number six, Scarlett Johansson has withdrawn from playing a transgender man in an upcoming biopic following backlash for the role not being given to a transgender actor. What is the film's title? There Will Be Crud, Rug and Tug, The Crotch Whisperer. Oh, it's Rub and Tug. There Will Be Crud, Rub and Tug, The Crotch Whisperer, or Lost in Transgeneration. Egg salad, yummy, yummy.
Last one.
Okay, Lucy.
The last one.
And we go to number seven, the final question. Yesterday we learned the Beatles song Helter Skelter was recorded in chaos while Paul recorded, George lit an ashtray on fire, and Ringo is audibly heard throwing his drumsticks and yelling this. Did he say, "My acid's kicked in, my acid's kicked in"? Did he say, "Paul, you sound like a dying donkey"? Did he say, "I've got blisters on my fingers"? Or, "The monkeys can suck it"? Lucy.
I've got blisters on my fingers.
Egg salad, yummy, yummy.
The same thing.
All right, we'll score them up. We'll see how it went. Maybe it comes down to a tiebreaker. Who knows? Lucy and Egg Salad Yummy Yummy are players in live trivia today. We'll fly through these, plus any updates on the stories as we go back through the questions. Number one, they found a quadrillion tons of this.
Lucy and Egg Salad Yummy Yummy both said diamonds and no conflict here. That answer was correct.
Off to a good start, and we're on to number two. According to new research, this is coming very soon.
Both the players said pilotless flying, and that answer was correct.
That's still a no for me, the pilotless flying. I'm sure I'll be comfortable with it at some point, but not quite yet. Number three, a dangerous new viral sensation shows people doing this trend where they get yanked off the screen by their legs. And they're dancing to a hip-hop song. What's it called?
Lucy and Egg Salad Yum Yummy said the Zoom Challenge, and that answer, Zoom, was right.
The lady who got stung hundreds of times, what was it by?
Both the players said bees, and you better believe you got it right.
I want to see a photo of what that lady looked like. You imagine she's all swollen up, right?
Oh,
God, all those bees stinging all at the same time. On to the next one, number five. A couple, they love pole dancing, and they want to get these people involved.
Egg Salad Yum Yummy and Lucy both said they're children, and you're getting points to the main stage.
Scarlett Johansson is out of this movie.
Both the players said Lost in Transgeneration, and that answer was Scarlett Johansson.
Ah.
Correct answer, Rub and Tug.
Yeah, I think it's Rub and Tug.
Or maybe it has something to do with rugs.
Is it about a Rub and Tug?
It's about an erotic massage place in the 70s.
That makes a lot of sense. Number seven, we learned the Beatles' Helter Skelter was a wild scene. And in it, Ringo screamed this.
Lucy and Egg Salad Yummy Yummy that I've got blisters on my fingers. Imagine you've got it right. Now we have a tie.
Uh-oh, we got a tie. Let's get them back. Here's Lucy. Here's egg salad, yummy, yummy, and they're ready for your tiebreaker, Sabrina.
Egg salad, yummy, yummy. You're going to go first, my friend. How long in seconds does it take the average flea to have sex?
To have sex?
To have sex.
Good question.
Holy crap. 5 seconds.
5 seconds? Right. Lucy?
A flea?
Mm-hmm. Flea?
Picture,
Lucy, for a second, two fleas having sex. How long do you think that whole thing lasts?
10 seconds.
8 seconds.
Eight seconds. Well, I'd be a little offended if I were a flea. The correct answer is 360 seconds. Technically, Lucy's the winner of that trivia.
All right. Congratulations, Lucy. And congratulations, Flea, for outdoing the expectations there of 5 seconds or 8 seconds. Hang tight, Lucy. Let's spin that wheel so we have a Skywall Summer Prize upgrade. And it's not shocking anybody. Yes, yes, we do. Yeah. A Skywall Summer Prize upgrade to keep your summer rolling along. And for you, Lucy, the option of a prize of a Yeti Rambler 30-ounce stainless steel vacuum-insulated tumbler.
Yeah.
With a mag slider lid. Available in many colors. And your choice of color will be included if you choose that Yeti tumbler as your Skywall Summer Prize upgrade. Lucy, congratulations. The prizes continue throughout the weekend next week as we wrap up Skywall Summer. What else do we have, C-Lane?
I also have a pair of passes to the advanced screening of Mission Impossible Fallout on Monday, July 23rd at Regal Waterford Lakes. The best intentions often come back to haunt you. Mission Impossible Fallout finds Ethan Hunt and his IMF team, along with some familiar allies in a race against time after a mission gone wrong. Henry... Angela Bassett and Vanessa Kirby also joined the dynamic cast with filmmaker Christopher McQuarrie returning to the helm. That's going to be Monday, July 23rd, the sneak preview for that. I also have a pair of tickets to see Orlando Pride take on Seattle Reign.
Yeah.
That's R-E-I-G-N. They are reigning, but not over the Pride.
Uh-huh, yes.
On Saturday, July 21st at 3:30 at the Orlando City Stadium. Those tickets are on sale now. Visit realradio.fm, keyword tickets, for more information.
Yeah, we're going to be doing Christmas in July for that. I don't even know if they've announced it, so
they
I might be getting
Christmas?
In trouble.
We just talked about this.
Yeah, that's going to be the theme. So get your best Christmas gear out and join me with the Orlando Pride.
Oh, that'll be fun. Check that out when it goes down. We'll have more information, I'm sure, as we get closer to it. In the meantime, let's take a look at the scoreboard in the News Junkie app.
Speaking of a reign, testicular manslaughter is holding on to his reign at the number one spot with 2,010 points, followed by Swilly, Fancy Nancy, the Detis, Millie Primate, Ask Holio, Jay Beaverton, Drunken Pirate, Mike from Michigan, and Bluegill, McGillicuddy. The back five look a bit like the Stig, Juan Chausson, Ian Moon, Hammer Time, and Ian.
All right, thank you all for playing along. We do appreciate it. Search for The News Junkie in the App Store. You can get the app, send in dispatches, do all that good stuff. And, of course, you can subscribe to Secret Shows, which you can listen to through your phone. Beam it via Bluetooth or direct plug-in right into your car. They sound great. You're going to absolutely love these. There's video, too. 1080p. Imagine that.
What?
In all our glory, if you want to check it out. Subscribe at GetSecretShows.com. Back in just a moment with a story about a beach umbrella that doesn't end in a good way, to say the very least. Those details are next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Real Radio. Real Radio. 104.1. If it's important to you, it's on. And probably being mocked by the News Junkie.
More dispatches in a moment. God, this is a pretty crazy story. See if there's any photos of this, C-Lane. Not sure that I want to see it, but yeah, I guess I'd probably do. Out of New Jersey, there was a bunch of people just hanging out on the beach, enjoying the summer. And this woman from London decided she was going to go Seaside Heights, New Jersey. The Jersey Shore, right? Fist pumping and all that stuff.
Get crazy.
She's out there getting crazy, getting wild, and enjoying the sun on the Jersey Shore. Oh. She's also 67 years old.
I don't know if I want to see a picture of this.
She was impaled by a beach umbrella while she was out there.
No.
The wind ripped the umbrella from the sand. An aluminum part of the umbrella impaled her right ankle, with police saying the wind's force caused the part to go clear through the ankle. So just, you know, like a dart right through this lady's ankle. And they said that did some real damage to her, as you could imagine. In fact, I think I have somebody, one of the witnesses or somebody involved, talking about this. Here it is.
Yeah, yesterday around 4:30, we got a call. Subject was impaled by an umbrella. The only difference was that it was from the parasol top, which would be the ribbing. Usually if there's an impalement, which we don't get very often. I've been here 34 years. I've only seen maybe one or two.
Freaky.
The parasol itself went through the right ankle of the woman.
For me, I got a call from PD to respond up. When we got up there, Triborough First Aid and the local lifeguards were on scene along with Seaside PD. And we had to figure out a way to cut it and so that they, she could be moved around.
Yeah, they can't do anything because the umbrella is so big and it's gone through her ankle. They've got to cut it and then bring her to the hospital.
God, so what a nightmare.
Pull that damn thing out. And she'll be lucky if she ever walks on this damn thing
and
again.
We were able to do that with a pair of cable cutters, which cut it very nice, and they were able to package her up and get her on her way. So the piece that actually went through was probably about 3/4 inch by 3/4 inch
Woo.
Aluminum piece, like the chief said, of the frame that holds the canvas down.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't picked up.
It was
like one of the edges of the top. It wasn't like the main piece of the umbrella that holds it up.
It was 3/4 inch. So yeah. it was a pretty significant thing. It was from the top of the umbrella.
Yeah.
And then that kind of just in the wind just went.
How was umbrella that powerful to do that kind of damage? I know the wind was involved in it, but never in my life would I think it's something you need to take a look back and see what is sharp and what could do that kind of damage.
Well, to go all the way through, that's a lot of power right there.
Maybe she just had a weak ankle.
She's 67. Could have been some soft tissue there.
Just happened to be in the wrong spot as it was tumbling down the beach.
Freaky.
She was very good. She wasn't screaming. She wasn't yelling. She was very calm. And my understanding is everything went well at the hospital.
Just I got to tell you. I think the beach sounds dangerous. Right now, it sounds so dangerous. I've heard about jellyfish all over the place. I don't want to have to deal with that. I've now heard you can get impaled by an umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
We know it can kill your dog because that was a story we talked about on Monday.
Fortunately, you don't have a dog.
I don't have a dog, but I do have ankles, so I'm worried about at least that. And I don't want jellyfish stings all over. And there was a story about the lady who may or may not have been attacked by a shark when she was hanging out on her surfboard. So some danger there. It's a little bit frightening, but hopefully we'll all survive this summer. I think we can make it through. There is a new startup working on a product. This is interesting looking. I want to try this. And check this video out, Sabrina, so you can see what we're talking about. I saw this and I said, C-Lane is into cooking. You just got the Instant Pot. You know, you're excited about food. You like this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a person who wants to like everything when it comes to food. What would be better than a world where you love every cuisine?
I would give anything for it. Now, the thought of having a spoonful of mustard is maybe the image of my hell or a reoccurring nightmare. But if something could switch and I actually really like it,
yeah,
it would change my life.
Yeah, that's when people go, oh, you're being ridiculous. You don't like it because of this. You're like, why would I not want to like this? I wish I liked everything. I wish, and I've tried so hard. I'll keep trying. I wish I liked sushi because I think going to sushi places is cool. Like, you go to the sushi place, you hang out, you get all the different rolls and stuff.
There's a different sort of candor and, like, a process for sushi.
It's fun.
It's not just the food. It's the experience of eating it with the chopsticks, you know, drinking the sake, stuff like that.
I like the experience. Don't like the sushi, unfortunately. I wish I did. Maybe this is great, and maybe this is better for the world in some way. It's got to be terrible. When you look at things like this, it's too good to be true. There's a startup creating a product called Just Egg. Just Egg. And C-Lane said he saw another product from them in the store. They're blowing up right now.
I just saw Just Mayo. Ooh. And it's
all vegan.
It's egg free. It's a mayo dressing that they make. I guess they have other stuff, other kind of oils or stuff that they put in there instead of egg yolk.
Yeah.
And then they have a bunch of different varieties. They have a chipotle mayo, sriracha mayo, garlic, truffle, awesome sauce.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Lots of different options. And none of it has any kind of animal product in it, which, you know, whatever. As long as it's delicious, that's all everybody most people care about. So this thing, which is fake eggs. Let's be real about it. It's fake eggs for vegans. And I looked at it, and it looks exactly like, you know, you get the container. They use this at most restaurants, the container of, like, already scrambled up eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Looks exactly like that. Whatever they've created that is all plant-based, it has no egg in it at all. It looks exactly like eggs, and it works exactly like eggs when you're scrambling it up on the pan. Everything about it is identical to a real bona fide egg, except it's not. They're very convincing looking, and they're starting to sell this at a bunch of places. They said that it has, I think, what did it say about the nutrition of it in that story you had up, C-Lay?
The same amount of protein as a regular egg.
And no cholesterol.
Awesome.
No cholesterol.
So, like, you get the protein out of it, but you don't get the bad stuff?
That's good, yeah, and already you know that this product is scaring people. When the members of the egg industry are crying out in protest. According to livekindly.co, they're saying that the global egg alternative market is set to grow 1.5 million by 2026. So that's a bit of a long road.
A lot of eggs.
Then I guess during the annual International Egg Commission Conference.
That sounds like a wild time.
Rip-roaring time.
Warsaw, Poland, they say Arla Foods Senior Global Creations Manager warned the industry experts about the impending threat of egg alternatives that could disrupt traditional production.
I just wonder what it tastes like.
Egg versus non-egg people.
Yeah, they're fighting back and forth. But I think they're worried because this product looks so much like eggs. And we had a lot of stuff like this recently. I talked about that jackfruit thing that's getting popular that looks just like meat when you finish this. And I heard a lot of people talking that afterwards. Here's one of the issues. I mean, I hope that it's delicious and it would mean that there were less chickens that we would need for this whole process. And it would mean that they would be healthier in terms of what we were eating because of the cholesterol. But it's made of mung beans. It's going to throw you off.
What beans?
Mung beans. M-U-N-G, mung beans, is what they use for the protein. And I don't know what else they put in here, but it works perfectly like an egg and looks exactly like an egg. You get all of the stuff there, but does it taste exactly the same? That's the real problem. That's the question there. What'd they say in that review? I don't know if I trust all these people.
Which review? The two ladies?
Yeah. Did they say it was good?
I don't know. I'm looking for it. There's another guy who's eating it. He made a vegan egg scramble, and I watched him do it on his little stove.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like egg. So let's see what he's saying about it.
It works exactly the same.
Vegan egg. I mean, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Look up just
it
egg.
It smells like an egg. It has the same consistency of an egg. I gotta try this. Let's try
this. Well, eat it already.
Too good to be true. Mung beans? Come on. I like that it scrambles, though. You said it's incredible?
I am a pescatarian, which means that I eat seafood. I do eat eggs. I eat eggs pretty regularly, as you can see in my oatmeal rice video, if you watched that one.
Yeah.
I ate a lot of eggs on that.
All right, sauce stash.
If I was a vegan and ate a vegan diet, this would be so incredibly familiar to me, it could pass 100% of an egg replacement.
Oh, I got to try this. I don't know if it could be that close.
You want me to email and see if they'll send us one?
Yeah.
Can we not? You can't get them in stores?
I don't know that they're in stores yet. We
want to get it for free, Sean.
Oh,
they have a whole page right now that's about helping them get this into stores, and they give you all the people to contact that say, hey, we want the Just Egg in our store. We want the Just Egg in this store. And it's this campaign where if you provide proof that you've called McDonald's and demanded that they carry Just Egg, or called Safeway or Walmart or Kroger.
What a business model, man.
And they have all the links there right there for you. If you email ambassador@justforall.com and show them that, they send you a coupon for a free bottle.
Nice.
But yeah. I just want the free bottle.
Yeah,
so
I don't want to do all the work.
A press inquiry here.
It's capital J-U-S-T. Check that out. That could be a big thing. You know, try to stay on top of stuff like this and find it early so you're aware of it before all of a sudden it becomes a massive product out there and everybody's talking about it. Trying to keep you ahead of the curve a little bit. When we come back, the latest in jury duty plus the latest in your dispatches. That's up next. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
Story time with the three best friends you never knew you had. This is the News Junkie.
Get into those dispatches in just a moment. And you too can get on the show. All you have to do is download the app. You search for The News Junkie in the App Store. It's free to get. You can listen along and you can see things on the See It Now section. And you can, along with us, send in dispatches to get right on the show. So let's get to some of those right now, including this one. Here is Bonnie with a dispatch.
Hey, guys. Used to eat 2 eggs every morning, hard-boiled eggs with some yogurt and fruit and stuff for breakfast. My cholesterol was the best it ever was when I was doing that. Egg cholesterol is actually good cholesterol, which helps negate the bad cholesterol.
I never know what to believe.
So people need to really do the research on different types of cholesterol.
Ah! I'll tell you, best breakfast ever is sticky rice with one fried egg on top of it. Just like a little serving of sticky rice, one fried egg is the best way to start your day. Swear by that, but it's a whole thing. Here's Robert with a dispatch. His first, in fact. Congratulations, yay. Robert. Thanks for sending a dispatch in.
Hi, News Junkies. Checking in from New Jersey. This is Robert.
From where?
Jersey.
Jersey. Oh. We listened to you for a long time.
Thank you, Robert.
Great job, as always, spreading the news. Peace, 2018.
Peace, 2018.
Bye. God bless y'all.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
Welcome on board.
Simple and to the point. He's getting himself in the mix. Here's James with the first dispatch.
Hey there, junkies. This is James' first dispatch. I just want to say that the Planet Smoothie at Tuscarora and Redbug is giving away ice while supplies last. So
why do I keep getting this dispatch? I've heard that dispatch a dozen times. I don't know why. I don't know why I keep getting that
Is that a hurricane dispatch?
I don't know.
Is it just bouncing around in the server ether?
I think so. It's in there in the News Junkie server, and every once in a while it just goes and just shoots it back out again. Just reminds us that there's ice at some Planet Smoothie or whatever.
All right.
Here's Chuck.
As refreshing as it is to not just jump to the doom and gloom assumption that everyone's doing something just for themselves, mm-hmm. This seems pretty clear-cut that they're doing something just for themselves with the MGM situation, Sean. They're getting out in front of it as a corporation. They're making the lawsuit happen rather than waiting to see if it would happen. And rather than letting people put together the cases the way they want to or being sued individually mm-hmm. or anything like that, MGM is jumping the gun and starting the race before anybody else is even ready so that they can get the lowest possible judgment against them or be completely excused from any blame whatsoever before other attorneys or anybody may have been able to present a more informed case otherwise.
All right. All that taken into consideration. You know, I'm just going to say that all what you said is accurate, even if it wasn't. All that in consideration. It's not the story that's being pitched where it's like, MGM is suing all the victims of this Las Vegas shooting and they want to shut them down and they, you know, like they're the big bad company doing big bad things. And the reality is this is just a move strategically that they're doing to push this case forward. And it doesn't take away anybody's right to sue them. It simply makes the court or the judge make a decision on that case. It's not the big bad company going, we're going to shut you down, we're going to sue you guys, even though you're victims out of existence. It's a move, a maneuver to get things moving. Here is D-Dub D.
Hey, news junkies. This is D-Dub. On this wonderful Wiener Wednesday, as we praise the two-foot-long wiener, the foot-long wiener, and even the less-than-bun-size wiener.
Still good.
We cannot forget about the smallest of the wieners. That is the Vienna.
Ah, the Vienna
out
sausage.
Out of the can, into your hand, with the saltine.
Vienna waits.
Can't beat it.
What
love
was that?
Y'all.
Woo! My mom used to love those things. She'd eat those cans, and when I was little, I'd go, oh, that's so gross. Any kind of meat out of a can was always gross to me. I had them. They're delicious. Man.
I think I liked them as a kid, and I went through phases where I didn't. But canned meat, though.
It's weird. It's a little weird. I've seen that they put all kinds of stuff in a can. There is a product that's like a cheeseburger in a can. You open up a damn can, pull out a cheeseburger, and start eating the thing. It's weird to me. It's really, really bizarre that they do that kind of stuff.
But people love it.
I guess people are eating it and purchasing it. Let's do jury duty.
Court is now in session, so put your phone down and pay attention before we call the bailiff over to whip your ass. You're now on jury duty with the News Junkie.
Jury duty brought to you by the DeWitt Law Firm. Now, you need an attorney. How do you get a hold of one? Lots of options out there. You've seen the people with their faces all over the billboards. You've seen all the commercials nonstop locally. This attorney is going to fight for you and do this for you and do that. And when you have a case, a personal injury case, an accident, you've got something that many of these attorneys should be really fighting for. And just think about things and be smart with your decision of who you want to represent you. That's why I would go to the DeWitt Law Firm, DeWittLaw.com. Do your research there. You'll see what they're all about, what Moses and what Sherry DeWitt and what the whole staff over there is all about at DeWitt Law. And then you can call 1-800-DEWITT-LAW, 1-800-DEWITT-LAW, or ask, ASK, at DeWittLaw.com. A man has been arrested for having sex with a horse, but he told police he has an explanation for all of this. What's that explanation? Well, the man who was jailed for having sex with a horse told police the horse gave him consent by winking at him. In a court of law, this discussion was taking place.
You guys, it was fine, you know, and gave me a wink. We did what we did, and then we had some nice pillow talk, and I took it out for ice cream.
The horse had a great time and enjoyed all of this.
Did it give the details of who did who?
Well, let's see here. A Grafton horse trainer said the filly was left traumatized after Daniel Raymond Webb Jackson, 31, committed two sexual acts with the horse. Two of them? Two sexual acts with the horse when he broke into the stables earlier this year. He pleaded not guilty to committing an act of cruelty to an animal when he broke into the stables. The trainer said he and his staff suspected disturbances in the month before, so they put some cameras in, some security cameras.
Oh, God, there's footage?
There is. Somebody's got footage of this. The trainers saw him opening a number of stables and called the police. Police found him crouching in the corner of a fourth open stable where he was arrested after a short scuffle with police. Why not fight the police if you're getting arrested for horse sex? He admitted to committing two sexual acts with a horse, but he told police the filly smelt his crotch and winked at him. Which
this horse wants to get it.
which he believed was the animal giving consent to all this. The trainer said he was preparing the horse to race, but the incident had changed the demeanor of the animal dramatically. So there you go. It was a female horse, and he says there was a crotch sniff. And then just a wink, you know, go for it. Let's do this thing.
Poor horse.
And that horse was a completely willing participant.
Usually they don't give consent. They actually refuse consent.
Mm-hmm.
They nay. Nay.
Close the window you have.
Nay.
Come on. You were better than this before.
I know. I lost. You can only be so good for so long.
What are you doing over there?
Tomorrow I'll be better.
This turned into a pat on the back session. You know, you can only be this damn good for so long.
Well, see, I could make a terrible joke like that and then turn it around into something good for me.
Nay. Ooh. A stalking charge for a gentleman who
better pony up, C-Lane.
Was 25 years old, or is 25 years old. Michael Taylor DeBron is his name. He was arrested on a warrant for aggravated stalking. And Mr. DeBron said he's from Tampa, Florida. And he said, I just loved her. I loved her so much. She said, he's crazy. Please save me. The ex-girlfriend, whom he threatened to kill and kill her family, said, look at my phone. Take a peek here. And she got 200 messages a day from this guy.
That's a lot.
200 messages is quite a few. And this wasn't just one time. It was all the time. She would change her phone number, block him and all that stuff. He would keep finding ways to contact her. He would set up fake Facebook profiles and then message her when she accepted his friend request. He would go to all sorts of extremes to touch her and have a contact with her on social media, I guess I should say. Not touch her. Digitally touch her 200 times in one single day.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of communication right there. His warrant is going on right now for $100,000 on the bond he has. He's in Alachua County Jail right now. Maybe not so many text messages. Maybe take the hint she doesn't want to talk to you. Back in a moment, it's the news, Chunky, on Real Radio.
So you weren't the 10th caller and you didn't win the prize you wanted from your favorite radio station. Boo friggin' who. There's still a way for you to win. RealRadio.fm keyword contest. Somebody's got to win. Might as well be you. Every time he starts a sentence with, I probably shouldn't say this, place bets on him saying it. This is the News Junkie.
I want another drama here. I wonder what's going on. And you see, one of the times when you'll see the most disgusting human behavior, I've said this many times and I truly mean it, is after somebody's died and they're splitting up an estate and you got brothers and sisters and cousins fighting over things that they don't even really care about in somebody's estate, like household items, and then money gets involved and it turns into a whole mess. And we recently talked about how the old man on Pawn Stars had died. He ended up dying not too long ago. And they said that in his will, he had cut out his son, Rick Harrison, who was the star of Pawn Show.
Pawn Stars.
Cut him out of the will. According to reports published by The Blast, the Pawn Stars patriarch left his son, Christopher, out of the will. Oh, I mean, this is a different one? This is a different son. The documents obtained by the outlet also state that the famous son, Rick Harrison, is the administrator of the estate. So here's the exact thing from the will. I would like to express my love and affection for Christopher Keith Harrison. However, for purposes of this will, I have intentionally and with full knowledge failed to provide for him and his issue.
Ooh.
That's a last shot fired there.
Like he has a bit of a problem?
It sounds like there might be something there. He died after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. Apparently, he initially named his wife and his three children as beneficiaries, but in 2017, he signed an updated document that specifically cut out his son, Christopher, from benefiting from the estate. And you go, oh, wow.
Weird.
Oh. And the last shots fired are always weird. I think it's really interesting when somebody writes their own, what's it called?
Will?
Yeah, no, not their will.
Last will and testament.
No.
The trust.
No, in the newspaper.
Obituary.
You write your own obituary. And you just take shots at everybody.
Oh, yeah.
On the way out, you're like, you, I didn't like you. You, I hated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Liked you.
Enjoy my dirty socks, bitch.
You just leave a trail of skeletons behind you in your parting shots. Meanwhile, a basketball game was underway. I know all about these pickup basketball games. Get out there. You do your dribbling. You work your way over to the key.
Alley-oop.
You post up and shoot it off the backboard. Nothing but net. That's what they used to call me when I played pickup basketball games. They'd call me nothing but net.
Why are you lying?
They would. I was trying to get the. No, nobody necessarily called me.
Are you sure it was like nothing get the net?
I was don't want him on my team. That's what was the nickname.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sean had picked last.
Yeah, picked last every single time.
I was also picked last.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
I wasn't.
You got picked first?
No. Middle area.
In this case, there was only a first or last because there was only a couple of people there playing. But these pickup basketball games are usually fun. It's one of those cool things where you drive by a neighborhood and you see when they have public basketball courts. There's always a ton of people out there. They're hanging out and they're playing games. Sometimes they'll go out there. And we did this when I lived at 913 9th Way in West Palm Beach. 913 9th Way, they had a public basketball court there. And we'd go over, my friends and I, and play basketball. And other people come over and go, hey, you want to play a game? You meet new people. It's usually a fun way to do things. And sometimes people get upset about fouls. But this may be the first time I've ever seen this happen. The basketball game that was going on in Sterling, Virginia, was a friendly pickup game at an LA Fitness. But one of the players, after being fouled, called the police. So,
oh, I saw this video.
Not like, hey, how dare you? Give me the ball back. I'm going to do... No, called the police. Today, for the first time in my life, I experienced somebody call the police because they got fouled hard in basketball. And in this tweet that's gone viral, a picture of the police officers and the two players, and the cops that showed up were like, what the hell is going on? I think I have some of them talking here.
It's the hardest foul in America, bro.
Oh, yeah.
What you guys say, Bert? You calling the cops if you get fouled, Berta? You calling the cops if you get fouled? You calling the cops if you get fouled?
The cops are right there in the background.
Have you ever been called for a basketball foul before? The, no. This is the first time?
That's the officer.
Not for that, no. I just heard it was a fight.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Damn, they called you for a foul, man.
What? A little... What?
That's not how it works out there, man.
No.
You're playing basketball, you post up, and you get hit every now and then. You take it.
Why is everyone calling the cops on everything lately? My God.
I think people have always done stupid stuff like this, and you see from time to time the police... Like, sometimes they'll post on Facebook and they'll go, for the love of God, people, please don't call the police for this reason or that reason. If you don't get your order at McDonald's, right? I think it's just everything is captured now. And I'm telling you, when I was in that situation where that lady started acting crazy to me in line for the Southwest flight when I was coming back from Washington, and there was like three people in line behind me when she started going nuts, they pulled out their cell phones and they're ready to go. We capture it all. We put it online. It gets just a little bit of activity. And the news outlets that look for stuff like this, number one, they love anything that's outrage and divisive. Number two, and this is an interesting thing, they use a couple of different pieces of software. And they determine very early on what's starting to get controversy online and what's starting to go viral. And I started to follow a long time ago. There's a whole bunch of accounts that the big news agencies have, and they use them specifically to ask people for the rights to air right. their video or their photo. And you see them all day long just going after stuff like this. And all these little videos, they have an algorithm where they watch this happen. But this guy's a total pussy. I mean, he called the police when he got blocked by an opposing player and he fell on the floor. They said no punches were thrown, nothing. It wasn't malicious, no hits to the face or anything like that.
It'll be the last time that he gets to do a pickup game.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be invited into this back and forth again. And actually, when he went away to do it, the guy's like, I thought he was joking. I thought you were just messing around. But he wasn't. He actually did call the police. Let's see what's going on with your dispatches. Let's go to Clayton with a dispatch.
So, news junkies and junkhead, this is my first verbal dispatch.
Thank you.
Let's say the pop, pop, squish, squish.
Pick up a pace.
Level.
A little
that
bit.
Sean can't handle. My ex-fiance, she was like a crack addict when it came to that, man. She just could not wait for me to walk through the door to
pop
look
pimple.
For something to pop. It's disturbing.
I'll tell you what's weird. I absolutely cannot watch that Dr. Pimple Popper show. I think it's gross. I almost threw up when we were talking about that earlier. It got really close to vomiting. But I can watch pretty much anything. And I watch that botch show. I don't know why. I love it. And that botch by nature show where people get struck by lightning and stuff and they do plastic surgery on them. I don't know why. Love it. And I can watch it. And I can see some really messed up stuff. But the pimple popping pus streams that are shooting out like uninvited fountains of grossness.
Yep, and they just like they swirl and they twist. Oh, and there's consistency.
Like a pigtail of cream coming. I can't do it.
Don't ruin cream.
I cannot do it. Here's M-Dog.
Hey, guys. All right. Great job every afternoon. So, yesterday when we were talking about the officer shooting in his car, that must have been crazy loud as well to discharge a weapon in your vehicle.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nuts. All right. I'm out.
Yeah, right there in the cab of your car. He was firing all those bullets. That must have been nuts. Here's the Ball Death Dealer.
Hey, News Junkies.
Hey.
My ex-girlfriend, when we first started hanging out, she was an esthetician, and that was one of her favorite things about the job, was extracting pimples and whatnot. And throughout our relationship, every night, she would pick at me, popping zits and whatnot.
Ugh.
And I sword fight, and I would rather get hit with a blunt sword sometimes than get picked at. Sometimes it was just terrible.
Yeah, really, it's weird.
Blackheads.
Makes you feel like a chimp or something when somebody's picking away at you and peeling pieces off. Here's Wiggle Wiggle.
My kid is saying nummy yummy ever since hearing the Players on Live trivia. Say hi.
Yeah.
Okay, say bye-bye now.
Just saying yummy yummy.
Yummy,
yummy.
Nope. Okay. We broke your kid.
All right. Now say asshole.
Yummy,
asshole.
This is like when somebody has a bird that repeats stuff and
fruit,
you go.
Fruit salad. Asshole, asshole.
You go up in front of him and just try to get him to say something absolutely terrible and embarrassing. This is that moment, but with a baby. Here's the Stig.
Hey, News Junkies. Hey, just talking about things we used to say when we were younger, teenagers, stuff that we said that probably isn't appropriate now. I know just growing up, you know, bunch of guys hanging out, everybody was always, I'm not sure this is appropriate to say on the radio, but everyone was a bundle of sticks. Everybody was like, oh man, stop being the F, stop. Oh, you're such an F.
What are you saying?
You know, now looking back, it's really stupid. And, you know, I don't even think we meant it as a homosexual gay slang term. I don't know, maybe we did, but you know, just something like that.
You grow up.
And today, you know, today's PC culture would be just extremely inappropriate. Anyways, have a good day.
Yeah, I don't even think that piece is about PC culture. I think that it's about just growing up and learning things. One of the best things you can ever do is try to experience as many things as possible, go as many places, meet as many new people. And when you grow up and you do that, you stop doing the stupid stuff you did when you were a teenager.
So,
some of it.
Back to the Pawn Stars thing real quick.
Uh-huh.
Because we were a little off. And there was one person that tried to reach out and tell me that Christopher Harrison had a record and a heroin problem or something. And I can't find anything to quantify that.
All right.
However, the term issue in a will, and I reached out to confirm this with our esteemed attorney, Moses DeWitt.
Oh, good work.
Typically means a person's lineal descendants, all genetic descendants of a person, regardless of degree. So when they say Christopher Harrison and his issue.
Oh, they mean all his kids and family.
All of his descendants from then on.
Oh, okay. So they're not referencing like an issue that he had.
Oh.
The issue means like his piece of the family tree.
Yeah.
So basically it means Chris Harrison and all them folks, everybody below him or everybody.
So we still don't have a reason.
No.
What we thought was maybe a reason now is just legal jargon.
Well, it wasn't a shot at him in the will to say issue, but he still did cut him out and said, I'm knowingly cutting him out of the will. What the issue was. You couldn't find anything that said he had a criminal record or any problems like that?
I'm still looking.
I feel like I heard him say that, or Rick Harrison say that at some point. We'll see what we can find on that. Back in just a moment with a study coming in with results that I keep hearing, and I got to tell you, I don't believe it. We'll tear this apart when we return. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
He won't hesitate to call you out when you're being a little ASCII. This is the News Junkie, Sean Wasson. Cover your crystal eyes and feel the tone.
Oh, we're getting to this report in just a second. And also to some of your dispatches. Quick reminder, I know it's been kind of rainy today, but without doubt, it's a hot summer. And it was just the other day I got in the car. And I know that those thermometers or whatever, the temperature gauge in your car and on your dashboard is off. And there's a couple of reasons for that. But it was so hot walking out of the iHeartRadio building and going to my car. And I get in, I turn it on, and it said 108. And obviously, I know the temperature's not 108 outside, but it's hot. You know, it's really hot out there.
Does that mean it's 108 inside your car, though?
That means wherever the temperature probe is has heated up to 108 degrees. Mm. And that could sometimes be a spot where it's in more direct sunlight or whatever. There's some other reasons for that, too. But remember about your pets when it's this hot. And if you have an outside cat and that kind of stuff, always make sure you have water and food and that kind of stuff out for them. But your dog, some people do not consider this. People will go outside and they'll go, let me walk the dog. And it'll be 100 degrees. And they'll just walk their dog across the asphalt. And your dog's paws are melting with every little step that they take. Your dog is going, oh my God, this is terrible. It's like a hot coals walk for them. So keep this stuff in mind, please.
Did you see what they're going to be bringing locally? And I think introducing to Florida will be the first spot for it. It's called like Dog Spot. And they're little, I don't know, essentially like vending machine size.
Huh.
And if you go to a store or restaurant that don't allow pets, you swipe your card. You download the app, you stick your dog in this air conditioning little box thing with...
It's like a red box machine, and you just shove your dog in there?
It's like you're renting a locker for your dog.
Huh.
And it has a camera, so you could watch your dog live as you're inside wherever you are, and it has water and food, and you rent it per, I don't know, 30 minutes, an hour.
I'm guessing they must have like a lot of backup systems, because God forbid one of those had a power outage or something. And then it just turns into a hot box with a bunch of cooked dogs in there.
Yeah.
They'd probably think about that and have some kind of battery situation going on. That's crazy. That's like they have Japanese hotels like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where you go and you check in and just like a little slot opens and you get in there and that's your hotel room now. It's weird as hell.
That better be cheap, man.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cheap.
That better be like bottom dollar.
So not a lot of room there. You just kind of in a shoebox style.
Is
thing.
There even room to?
I don't think so.
No,
I think you're shimmying on out if you want to do any of that. So you got to go to the bathroom.
On.
Well, the dog, if you see them, they will have paw pain. They'll be limping. You're killing them. You're blistering these damn dogs in the hot sun. Please remember your pet. There's so many bad pet owners. I get in the elevator all the time, and I see a big old puddle of pee in the elevator. And when I see that, I don't go, damn dog. I go, what a terrible owner this is. You've left your animal here all day. It's dying to go to the bathroom. It tried to hold it for as long as it could and it peed all over the damn elevator. And then you just left it there like a magical mystery pee elevator for everybody to deal with after you. Care about your animals and take a little more interest in how they're doing when it's hot as hell outside, please. I wanted to talk about this. We have that photo up, the photo of the thing we were discussing there?
Yes, I do.
Oh, man. It's the guy from Jurassic Park, I think, is his most famous movie franchise. Mr. Jeff Goldblum.
Nice guy.
What's he say? Life finds a way.
Yes.
Is that his thing?
N-O-D-N-A.
And then in the latest one, he's the one that says, welcome to Jurassic World.
Ooh, a big moment. Mr. Jeff Goldblum, a hero to many and a friend to some. He is also a friend to all the folks who live in London because out of nowhere, a gigantic, and I mean gigantic, statue of Jeff Goldblum popped up.
What?
It's massive. It's like the size of this room, Sabrina. I mean, it's like a huge statue. And it's on See It Now. Take a look at this. It's Jeff Goldblum with his shirt open, and he's like doing this sexy pose. I don't know if I can.
It's from Jurassic.
It's from Jurassic Park.
Is it? Is a scene in Jurassic Park where he's laying out?
He's hopped up on morphine after the attack.
Okay, I didn't remember.
Wow, that thing is massive.
Look at the people next to it, Sabrina.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at porn. is pretty wild. Is it like is it made of actual, I don't know, stone? Or it almost looks like you could blow it up, like it blew it up with air.
I didn't see anything where they mentioned like how they had created this, but people seemed surprised like it went up overnight. They were hanging out there and then they went back the next day and boom, this gigantic statue of Jeff Goldblum.
So it's 9.8 feet high, nearly 23 feet long, and weighs in at 331 pounds. Impressive statue took over 6 weeks and 250 painstaking hours to make.
Why?
I don't know.
But you know why? Just for the hell of it. There's the tribute to Mr. Jeff Goldblum. Congrats to you, I think. A lot of people taking pictures around and hanging out there. Another study about teenagers and sex. What's this generation? Generation Y? Z? Oh, God, I never remember.
Generation what?
The post-millennial generation, which would include my son, is, I think, Generation Y. And there's been so many studies about these young kids. And I think all of them are just nonsense. There's so many studies about these young kids and their sex lives. And they say less of them are smoking cigarettes than ever. I believe that. Just because vaping is a jewel. Just the jewel itself has taken over at high schools across the country. It's a massive thing. And that is certainly curbed smoking, which, you know, good. Marijuana use, they say, is down a little bit with these kids. But all the things about sex, they say teenagers increasingly prefer to spend time online and socializing with their families over having sexual relationships, a new study suggests. The survey found 16 to 18-year-olds were also drinking less and focusing more on their education and future careers. The British Pregnancy Advisory Service, or BPAS, so these factors may partially explain teenage pregnancy levels dipping to their lowest levels since record keeping began. They have never had numbers this low, and they're saying that these new kids, this new group of kids, these teenagers, two-thirds of them said they had never had sex, while 24% said they had never had an alcoholic beverage. So a lot of them still were drinking.
Okay, but who are the kids that they're interviewing?
Yeah, that's
let's be honest here.
When you sit there and ask them, or even if you give them a written test and you go, just fill this out and be honest. We're not going to tell anybody. Kids are still going to think that you're going to tell somebody.
Yeah, I honestly, or personally, have seen a huge difference in my generation growing up and in the 13, 14, 15 age group versus how they were acting that maybe like 15 years younger than me. And they, I mean, it's so sexually driven. We would, at camp, hold hands, make out most.
Uh-huh.
These kids were like having sex in the forest within the first 24 hours of being there.
Well, they say of those who took the study, they say that those who see their partner every day face-to-face, 15% said they have not had sex with anybody. 42% said they see their girlfriend once a month or less often. Is that a boyfriend or girlfriend? You see them once a month?
I mean,
if your mom has to drive you,
it's like you would see each other at least a little more often than that, I would think. But they keep having these studies and they go, oh, look, all of a sudden kids don't want to have sex anymore. Trust me, kids want to have sex. They might be learning from some of this stuff. And I saw a graph one time that was, what was it? What's that show? 18 and pregnant? Is that 16
teen
and
mom?
Pregnant? Teen Mom. The Teen Mom show that they had on. And obviously, this is not directly related, but it just seems that way. Where they had a graph of when that show started and then just birth rates plummeting amongst teenagers.
I mean, it very well might have worked at least a little bit to see that would be the result of an early pregnancy. Doesn't really work out great for everybody. It does say, though, that 100% of teenagers are masturbating.
Probably.
Now, all the time. 24/7.
100%. And they keep having these studies out. I think they're just getting a little smarter and maybe giving you the answers they want to give you in most cases. Back with your final dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut. And today I learned to wrap everything up for a Wednesday. It's the News Junkie on Real Radio.
A safe haven of sorts for all of the 95 percenters. This is the News Junkie.
dispatches, stories that didn't make the cut, and today I learned to wrap everything up for a Wednesday. And then I can go celebrate National Hot Dog Day in style. We'll get something absolutely delicious to enjoy. Hello to all our friends in the News Junkie chat room. That's in the News Junkie app. Get involved in that. And if you're not, what the hell are you waiting for? Great way to meet some cool people and to support the show. Hang out in the app, first of all, sending in dispatches and all that. But then go into the chat room and you can say hi to the folks in there. Like Testicular Manslaughter, Disgruntled Paladins, Willie Talladega, Julie Foster, Full Stroke, Age Your Mama, all the folks, including Mini Giggles 7, who are hanging out in the chat room in the News Junkie app. As they head towards 5 million lines, you're going to want to be there for that. It's always a weird moment, and the messages are flying by as you get closer and closer.
Because it slows down at Amazon Prime days almost.
Uh-huh. It's bogging down, and it's chaos. And then you always, we look at the database to see what the 5 millionth or the 4 millionth or the 3 millionth line is. It's always something terrible. Always something just absolutely terrible.
How rude.
I got some good news, though. Well, good news for this guy. And a congratulations to this guy right here.
Billy Joel.
Mr. Billy Joel himself. Tonight's the night. 100 sold-out shows in a row.
Wow.
At Madison Square Garden.
Billy Joel.
Which has never been done before.
They were showing the front page of, I believe, the Washington Post or the New York, one of the New York papers, and there was a big thing about Trump, and then a little square there was like, MSG Wiz, like MSG Madison Square Garden, Billy's 100th show.
Yeah, 100 sold out shows. What's the capacity of Madison Square Garden?
Let's see.
It's kind of
200,000.
That's pretty big.
I mean, Citrus is like in 26,000, 28,000.
I'm thinking it's a little bit smaller than that. Because remember, this is in Madison Square Garden's like in downtown, like in Manhattan.
What's 28,000?
Citrus Bowl.
I thought it was more than that.
I'm thinking this is like 14 would be my guess.
For concerts, they could do 20,000 in Madison Square Garden.
20,000 people. That Madison Square
Garden, close.
If I remember correctly, was from not Ripley, but P.T. Barnum. Had a big top circus there and a show that they used to do. And they turned that into Madison Square Garden down the line. And now, way all these years later, Billy Joel has sold out 100 shows.
That's awesome.
In a row. Pretty impressive stuff. And I remember reading the article, it might have been Rolling Stone, I don't know who it was, about one of his nights when he was doing this. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of chills out of the house, has a drink, chopper lands in his yard. He calmly walks over to the chopper, gets on it. It flies to the roof of Madison Square Garden and lands. He gets out, rolls in backstage, walks out on stage, and puts his hands up in the air. That is the life,
that
man.
Is the life. I was very wrong. I am not good at guessing capacities for venues.
Uh-huh.
65,000 for Camping World.
Yeah, that's a big-ass stadium. That's the biggest one down here. That's way bigger than Amway, for sure.
Yeah. Amway's 20,000.
Yeah, 65. That's a lot of people in one spot there. Let's go to your final dispatches, right? Let's see what's on your mind. You sent these. We might as well play them. Here's Laying Down the Law.
Something I noticed when the guy was talking about the Just Egg, he went on and on about how great it looked, how beautiful it was. And then when it came to the flavor, he said that he could have this pass as an egg substitute.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what an egg substitute is supposed to taste like. I know what eggs are supposed to taste like.
Fluffy, delicious.
I just wish he would have said, yeah, it tastes great. Even if it doesn't taste just like an egg,
delicious.
It tastes great. So I remain skeptical. Mung beans?
Skeptical, but hopeful. I think we're probably both in the same boat there. Be great. Easy. And the other thing is, how much does this stuff cost? Is it going to be expensive when it hits the shelves?
Probably.
Because it could be a little costly. Here's Florida Beer Guy.
Good afternoon, News Junkies.
Hey,
I didn't know if you knew what today was. It happens to be Wednesday, July 18th, also happens to be my birthday.
Oh, another one.
Turning a 24. Still young. So if Sabrina, if you want to just hit me up in the DMs, and we can work out a nice gift. Love you guys.
That's really asky, sir. Yeah. Florida beer guy.
Just sent you a message.
Did you send him a message about the gift you're going to give him? Or?
No, I didn't send him a message at all.
Unfortunately, you're not getting one, sir. Florida beer guy, happy birthday. At the bar last night, there was a guy who, it was his birthday, celebrating his birthday. And his friend starts singing happy birthday. And his friend has a good voice. And he's like, you know, doing his whole, he sounds like Christina Aguilera with the you know, up and down of the vocals.
Vibrato.
Yeah. And everybody starts clapping, like, oh, great job, great job. And it went to his head very quickly. Because next thing you know, he's singing every song over there at the top of his lungs. And Motown and Justin Timberlake. And, all right, did we do too much? Should we not have clapped you? You have a good voice, but maybe just dial it back a little bit. Here's Swilly.
It's Wednesday!
Yeah!
And I have good news!
What's that?
So I repotted my Carolina Reaper plant recently because it looked like it was going to die after I harvested all the peppers off of it. I probably got like 30 to 30.
Would not want
to
consummate
that
marriage.
And so it was kind of looking wilty and tired. But I got home today and checked it out, and there are five or six tiny little baby buds hanging out on top of it. So, good news for all of you who didn't get your hands on one of those peppers. I actually had a lot of people hit me up for them. So, give it some time, and I'll have another crop.
Everybody wants one, Swilly, until they have one. Then they don't want one anymore. Here's Professor Booty.
No, 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 no. No.
Yeah?
Pimple.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, it's gross.
No, no, no with macaroni and cheese. No, no, no.
Not a good mix. At least it wasn't like an egg salad sandwich or something when we were talking about that. Here's the Echo C.
So today marks, I think, the third day that I have left work and found that my magnet's been traded, which is really nice that people are giving me new magnets to keep in the game and not just taking things. But maybe next time one of you nice folks wants to do that, you could swing by the deli and say hi to me.
Yeah.
I'm at the Publix, which you guys are obviously worked out. And I'd like to meet some of you face to face, seeing as work eats me and I can't actually make it to any of the meetups. So thanks, everyone who's been trading
with
me.
That's sweet.
I appreciate it. Love you all. Bye.
Cheerio.
The Echo C, making pub subs and making dreams with Game of Magnets.
Mm-hmm.
So those who are swapping them out, go in and say hello to her. Be nice. Here's Talladega.
Hey, News Junkie. Just want to let everybody know that 7-Eleven and every goddamn 7-Eleven still has ice, and they're selling it, too.
Oh, come on.
Just saying.
Let's do two more. Here's Dr. Love's Cupcake.
John, you were talking earlier about Dr. Pimple Popper. Well, I used to work in dermatology in the nursing homes, and I would come across some really nasty skin lesions. And it's one thing to see somebody else popping those lesions on TV, but when you're actually doing the popping yourself, it can be really, really disgusting. And it's not just the contents, which may look like egg salad consistency, but the odor that comes out of those sometimes is so foul, it will just stink up the entire room. And it's always important, too, to not stand in the splash zone when you pop those, because you could wear the contents of that on your clothes the rest of the day, which would be really disgusting.
I'm going to stop there. We've had enough of this today. Thank you. Let's just move on to the end of it. Let's do Today I Learned.
The following information may make you feel smarter, but will not actually increase your IQ. So don't get cocky. Now it's time for what we call Today I Learned.
It is Today I Learned for a Wednesday, July 18th, 2018. Seven stories from around the web and around the world. And credit goes to Reddit.com and the Today I Learned section as we go into the first one. Today I Learned this show right here.
Mad Men.
Mad Men is correct. Today I Learned the characters in Mad Men lit a total of 942 cigarettes and had 369 drinks.
Wheels on the bus.
Over the course of seven seasons of the show. They also say that they were a little less open about the smoking of 18 joints during the filming of the show.
You crazy.
Right there on camera on Mad Men.
Nice.
There's a lot of shows that don't show smoking anymore, but there's a couple of new ones that, still
It's been popping back up lately with the shows that are like based at the 80s or early 90s. They're smoking like crazy.
Yeah, for a while you didn't see it nearly as much. Today, the very first ever troll doll was created by a Danish fisherman who was so poor he could not afford to give his daughter a Christmas gift. Well, when he decided he was going to do something about it, he made her this little character and carved this troll doll just from his imagination and put this hair on top, did the whole thing. Then the other children in the village, in this tiny fisherman village, said that they wanted one as well, and he made a couple more. And then it moved on and on and on from there and became the troll doll sensation of the 80s and 90s. Today I learned the guy from this show.
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot is correct. Is it Rami Malek?
Yeah.
Say that guy's
he's
name.
The guy in the Queen movie.
Rami Malek. Yeah, he's in this new Queen movie, which Stanley was saying there's a way to get in, like you could get into the movie.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You
can put me in bohemian.com. You would love this, Sabrina. You sing Bohemian Rhapsody to your phone, and if they like it, they add you to the crowd of people singing along in the movie.
Are you serious?
They'll put you in there. What's the website?
Putmeinbohemian.com.
Oh, my God. Well, there goes my afternoon.
Putmeinbohemian.com. That movie looks fantastic. Rami Malek was born in Los Angeles to a family of Egyptian immigrants of Coptic and Greek descent. He does have a twin brother. He's Rami, and his brother's name is Sami Malek, and they are twins. Have not seen them together yet in any photos. But
do they have a mommy?
Rami, Sami, and Mami. Thriller of bone music. In the Soviet Union, people were so poor and they craved Western pop music, but vinyl was scarce, so they printed records on X-rays. They have them now as collectibles.
Turned down for what?
On the line, you could see these X-ray records. Thriller in this rapper right here.
Oh, E-40.
Nope, Twista is his name. He's the fastest in the world.
Oh.
598 syllables in just 55 seconds. Got to get to the last one. Today I learned this song.
Crazy.
Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. Developed out of a conversation between Danger Mouse and CeeLo Green. They were talking about ways in which they can make people think we were crazy, the two of them. CeeLo took the conversation, turned it into the song Crazy, recorded the damn thing in one single take. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. We're back tomorrow after the Monsters in the Morning. Stay put. The Phillips Files coming up next, followed by a Corporate Time with Tom and Dan. And it's all right here on Real Radio.